you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. So you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is May 25th, 2021, Tuesday. It's 7:02 in California. Hi, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network. I have something in my throat. Hold on. And it's not even clear. Today we have our top story, Black Lives Matter activist is in critical condition after being shot in the head. We're going to look into that. If you'd like to come into the show, this is the number. And we have other stories too. I don't know if I should do the number right now or not. But I'll give you the number anyway. If you'd like to come in the show, it's 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice heard. We have a lot of stories that we're going to do today. We're going to go fast. Here's our main story. Black Lives Matter activists in critical condition after being shot in the head in the UK. Sasha Johnson, she's a Black Lives Matter activist. She's in critical care right now after being shot in London. They're taking the initial party, a black-led political party that Johnson co-founded, confirmed on Instagram that she was the victim of a shooting in southeast London over the weekend. That's our main story. We're going to get into that. Also, Christians fucking for God. And what the hell actor Mark Ruffalo said that pissed everyone off. And if we have time, there's a lot of business people I want to talk to, and we're going to play it, Why Businesses Fail. You know, the beginning, the first year of your business, it's very high that you will fail. The percentage is very high. And we're going to find out why most people fail. You know, in the beginning of this show, I have a Facebook page, and I have a lot of people sending me messages, and I get them, and sometimes I read them on the air. But here's one I said to myself. Okay, this is me sending my own message.
Thank you so much for dropping me a line. I must not have gotten to my phone on time. It's either that or I didn't hear it ring. So please leave me a message when you hear the ding.
I still have it in my throat. Hey, Hammer. Again, this is me sending me a message. I'm going to read it on air. Hey, Hammer. Hey, Hammer. What is the most things you regret being a blog talk host over the years? Good question, Hammer. I will answer it. Reflecting, yesterday was a reflecting day, and if I had to reflect on the worst mistake I ever made, is being personal friends with people on Blog Talk. I regret that. I really regret that. The other thing is hiring the wrong people who don't have your vision. Staying too long. Both things, staying too long in that kind of relationship. That was another regret. I was thinking back to my early shows when I first started. My best producer in the world was Kelly Corbin. Worst producer in the world was, what? God, I don't even remember her name because I put her out of my head. Ellen, the worst. And I regret that because I stayed too long. I stayed too long. And when you stay too long in something that you should not be in, as human beings, we conform to the negativity and we become them. And that's the worst mistake I ever did. Ellen was the worst mistake. But then, getting really personal to some people on Blog Talk as friends, that's my second worst mistake. I'm glad it's over. My father used to give me some advice, and I used it. Make them quit you. Just make them quit you, and it's fine. Because I was already way ahead of the game to quit them. But I'm glad they finally quit me. And I was cool with it by the time it came. But that's the worst mistake. One was okay. The other one just played too many games. You know, she needed attention too much, so she would play games to get herself known and to get a reaction. And I just got tired of her games, man. Just got tired. You see it coming, and you just had to get rid of it. You just got tired of the games. So one had to go. The other one had to go, too. But I think it's best. I was happy. I'm glad it's over. I had to get out of that. All right. So those are the mistakes I made. And we're going to get on with the show. And thank you, Hammer,
so
for that.
Thank you so much for dropping me a line. I must not have gotten to my phone on time. It's either that or I didn't hear it ring. So please leave me a message when you hear the ding.
And we have two people in the studio right now. I know 111. If you're going to talk, I'll put you on hold. And we got 316. 111, are you live on the air? Before we get to our story. Hello, Brian. Hello. Is it Mr. Solution?
Yes, sir.
Hey, good to hear you. I'm going to keep you on there. I'm going to keep you open. And you know the deal. If you want to talk, hit the one, buddy. It's good to hear your voice. And I'm glad you're here because I have a relationship question for you. You're pretty good at that. So whenever you're ready, Mr. Solution, just hit the one, and I can see that you'd like to talk. We have 316 in the studio. 316, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackman.
Oh, you know who it is, baby. It's Columbus. How you doing?
All right, Columbus, I hear you. What's going on, my friend?
Oh, nothing, man. I saw your email. I don't know if you got it or not. But I got a new song I did yesterday. I'm gonna send it to you and let you listen to it.
Yeah, do me a favor. Are you friends with on Facebook with King?
Yeah.
Okay, do me a favor. Send it to King. Let me know when you sent it, and that way, because I don't know if I have you on my Facebook or not. That way, I can put it in the studio.
I just added you because he tagged me.
Okay. All right. I'm going to play a commercial in about a couple of minutes, and then we'll get together because I'll play that on the air. How's that? We'll play it live.
Oh, man, I appreciate it.
Hey,
I may not
exclusive.
Be able to talk much because I'm at work.
Hey, I understand completely. Don't worry. What I'm going to do is leave your mic open. You can mute me, and when you're ready, you can just hit the one, and I'll see you, and I'll come back to you.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Send it to him.
Hey, man.
Send it to Web.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to talk about something that is going to be, and you guys, your mic's open. Anytime you want to come in, you can come in. We're going to talk about what happened in London. I mean, Sasha Johnson, she's one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter. She got shot in the head. Now, you would think, all right, who did it? And you would be surprised who actually did it. We're going to go into that. And then I talked last week about religion, and you're not going to agree with me. And I said, God is a business. And you may not agree with me. Whatever you feel about the Lord and how you feel, but it is a business, and it's a big business. Look at the Catholics, and they're Catholics, but I give them the 10-12-step program. Look at any of those big churches, and look at your pastor, and look what they drive. Look what they have. You may not like it, but it's God is business, and God is good business. Hey, King, man, good to see you. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, what's going on with it, Brian? Good morning, man.
Good morning. I have Columbus here, and I want to play his song, so I asked him to send it to you on Facebook. He's at work, but he can hear you.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Webb? How you doing, bro? How you doing?
You know, I'm here, you know what I mean? It's dealing with some different things right now, you know what I mean? But I'm here, you know what I mean? I'm just here, shit, you know? So, but, yeah, I miss everybody, you know what I mean? I just been kind of dealing with some personal things right now, you know? And so, you know, I just kind of had to take some time away. But, you know, I was getting a lot of different messages and, you know, different celebrities was hitting me up, man, and was just, you know, letting me know to keep my head above water, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I'm just kind of like, just, I got to do something to keep my mind off of some things right now. But I'm here, you know what I mean? I'm doing all right. Can't complain. I woke up this morning, so, you know, that's a start.
Oh, man, you're too young to say that, man. When you're 80, that's when you say it, what's going on. Listen,
yeah.
I'm not going to do the show. I'm not going to go on with the show until you get it off your chest if you want to talk about it, because that's, you know, you're the morning crew. So let it out, man. Just go ahead. I'm right here.
Oh, I mean, I can't really make it public right now, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I was asked not to make it public, so I can't really make it public, but, you know, everything is in God's hands, you know what I mean? So that's that, you know.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, I can't make
all
it public.
Right.
But what
you.
I can tell is, what I can tell you is that same conversation you had on the phone privately, it's somewhere around in that kind of, you know, conversation.
Really?
So, but
seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. But I can't make it public right now. But all I can do
is hear you.
To myself, but I was asked not to really say much, so, you know.
Well,
yeah.
If you tell me privately, nobody will know. I'll give you a call.
All right.
That's what friends do. Come on. You can't handle that all by yourself. You need to unleash that burden to a friend. Let that load get a little lighter. Well, I'm here if you need me, King.
Oh,
and we can talk about anytime you want. You know that.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
and
I got
then,
you
know, and then not just that, you know what I mean? It didn't make it no better because the fucking the IRS, man, they releasing everybody's taxes all late. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
I was supposed to
been done have my, like, U-Haul truck and shit, because I was going to be moving back home to Kansas. And so, like, a lot of things pushed back, you know what I mean? And so, you know, these last 2-3 weeks have been a pain in the ass, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I thought it was full of shit, but when I was watching the news, they was talking about everybody would be getting taxes late, and I'm like, damn. I'm like, well. But, you know, like I said, that was the other thing that was bothering me, but the other thing that's really bothering me right now, it's not really something I really, you know, I don't really even care to really discuss, you know what I mean? So I'm just doing something right now to keep my mind off of it. And
I hear you.
Just trying to stay focused, you know what I mean? So
Yeah. You know, when somebody, a friend of mine, used to tell me they get overwhelmed, right?
Yeah.
I said, you know what'll fix that? They go, what? Money. Go, what? Money. Money fixes everything, you know? You're in a bad relationship.
Dude.
You got enough money. Move the hell out.
You
got enough money. Get a younger girl. That's half the woman's age you're with right now. The more money you got, the younger the girl you'll get. You know.
Yeah.
It sounds ridiculous, but it does give you some room to not be trapped. You know what I'm trying to say?
You're right.
You know, you got a medical problem. Get some money. You get a better doctor. You know?
And you ain't lying. You're right.
Get a better lawyer if you got some money.
Man, you're right.
So the only advice I could tell you, whatever going on right now with you, focus on money.
Yeah.
And the
rest, the other
personal BS will fall by the wayside.
Yeah.
And or if it doesn't, it'll
yeah.
come into play where you can actually do something about it, you know?
Right.
So that's advice from me, whether it's good or not.
Yeah.
But I hear you when you get overwhelmed and everybody's pulling you every which way and you're trying to help
yeah.
everybody, but you cannot help anybody unless you help yourself.
No.
You know?
Right.
But anyway, you know
yeah.
that. You know that, King. I see
oh, yeah.
your post. You know that.
Yeah.
I just say that to other people like Mr. Solution, who's lost. Huh?
Good morning to everybody. So listening,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Yeah. It's good to be on.
Hey, man, anytime. This place is yours. Well, we'll get to our main story.
Oh, yeah.
We got Mr. Solution here. We
yeah.
got the famous, infamous, and the rock star, musician, rapper, Columbus here, the King of Kings, your Royal Highness here. We'll get to the main story. Black Lives Matter. I mean, this is something. I caught this story. When did this story come out the air? 23 hours ago. So it happened yesterday. God, she's a fine-ass woman. Look at that. My God, and Sasha, they got to free her. Mm. It says here, Sasha Johnson, a prominent anti-racism activist in London. She's in critical care after being shot. Don't shoot her in the head. I mean, that's beautiful. That's beautiful stuff here. Shoot her in the ass or a leg or an ankle. What are you doing? Messing up the good money maker. The Taking the Initiative Party, a black-led political party which Johnson co-founded. She confirmed on Instagram that she was the victim of a shooting in southeast London over the weekend. It is with great sadness that we inform you that our own Sasha Johnson has been brutally attacked and sustained a gunshot wound to her head. That was on a statement on Instagram. She is currently in intensive care and in critical condition. Sasha! I didn't call her. I mean, you shouldn't take advantage of it, but I probably look pretty hot from a woman who just got shot in the head. I mean, I'm looking at my odds. I'm going to get back to the story. I mean, come on. All right. I mean, how many choices are any guy's going to date a woman with a bullet wound in her head? I'm looking at the positive. Leave me alone. I want to see if she's alive. She is currently in intensive care and critical condition. The attack happened in the early hours of the morning, following numerous death threats as a result of her activism. The police have not confirmed that Johnson is the victim of the shooting, but released a statement on the incident on Sunday, appealing for more information, saying that they were called to reports of a shooting in Peckham, Southeast 15. That's the postcode, at 3 a.m. on Sunday morning, where they found the 27-year-old woman had been shot. It is believed that the shooting occurred in the vicinity of a house where the party was taking party? Party? Oh, you know what that means. You know, we got to have respect, you know what I mean? There's some holes in the house. There's some wet ass. All right. Have some respect. Put some respect on that party. I can't help it. Some holes in the... You know what? I should go over my time machine and go back and take that back. But I can imagine her at the party. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. All right. So... that's what happened. She was at a party. According to the Taking the Initiative Party website, Johnson is an Oxford Brookes alumni who graduated with a first in social care. She's also a mother. Wow, Oxford Brookes alumni. She graduated 27 years old. I mean, she has brains. I guess not anymore. She got shot in the head. Moving on. Why do I have a fifth grade sense of humor? I don't mean to joke about it, but That's how I deal with sadness. The Black Lives Matter UK organization said Johnson was at the forefront of many of the Black Lives Matter uprising in the UK last summer following the killing of George Floyd by white police officer Derek Chauvin. Black Lives Matter in UK expresses our shock and solidarity with the shooting of Sasha Johnson, a young mother and fearless political campaigner who was at the forefront of many BLM protests last summer. See, this is why I don't want to lead. People saying, Brian, you should lead this event, or you should lead this organization. I go, no. The leader always gets shot. I want to be his best friend so I can write about him. But the leader always gets shot. Yeah, I mean, I'm down with the cause, but I'm kind of like over on the other side, and I have the protest sign. Nadine White, she did a Twitter thing, says Black Lives Matter activist Sasha Johnson is in critical condition after sustaining a gunshot wound to her head, taking the initial party, TTIP, has said the attack happened early today following numerous death threats as a result of activism. Okay, on Twitter, MPs, activists, and the public pay tribute to Johnson while she remains in critical care. Here's a lady who's a MP. I don't know what MP is, but anyway. I used to think MP was like more pussy. Yes? Let me see here. Wow, the studio is full.
If it's in the medical field, it's a nurse practitioner.
No, M is in Mary. P.
Oh, M. Okay, M. I don't know what that is.
I think it's what I said. More, you know what, blanky blank, you're at work. Yeah, I know, it's some kind of activism group. Hold on 1 second. 864, you're live on the air with Brian the Hammer Jackson. We got a full studio today. 864, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Jay. This is Jay. How's everybody doing?
It's going pretty good, Jay. Glad you came in to listen. Jay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina, man.
I can't get my voice deep as yours. All right. It's still my audience. Jay, did you call in because of the subject matter, Black Lives Matter activist that was shot in the head?
Yeah. I'm calling in to basically, express, how I feel about that sister. And, of course, in
right.
these days and times, it is a very, it's going to be a very daring thing, and some may even say very idiotic, ignorant, to actually stand up for your right to be
right.
a black, to have, to be a black person, right? It's that's wrong, which we've seen in the gay movements and transgender movements. You see that face of fearlessness, right? And people.
Right.
Promote that in with pride. Even those that aren't actually associated with the movement, they actually insist those that are in the movement. But when it comes down to black people standing up, revolutionary, going against the system that opposes their quality of life or doesn't offer
right.
them one, anytime you see this, they don't always get the same amount of support, and I'm not saying that all of the movements get the same amount of support, but needless to say, this is a very tedious role for black folk, right? And as we see now, this is spit in the face. I know this is over in the UK, but you cited the fact that even this movement was started from the grunt pain of Africans here in America, right? We're talking
right.
about not only was it in the 60s, Jim Crow era, not only was it in slave times, we the descendants still are in the talks of reparations. They're in talks of, repaying or repairing, but it hasn't happened yet. So therefore, you are left to have to deal with it. All the while, the Asians, they didn't build this country like my ancestors did, right? Their ancestors didn't. They come over here, they get a crime bill, they get a Asian hate bill, right? They getting this, mm-hmm. they're getting this stuff passed right in front of our faces. Where if you calling them out of their name, you ain't gonna pick it. With us as black folks, they've been calling us nigga for I don't know how long. And you can still get mm-hmm. away with it. You can still get away mm-hmm. with putting your neck and your knee on a black man's neck. They you know, they're sending these cops are going to jail all to find out another cop is doing the same thing to somebody else of color.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
And obviously they're getting them a mighty simple slap on the wrist in some cases, you know, where they're just mm-hmm. basically being replaced. So even as we get back to this young sister, in my opinion, it was very daring. It was very, it could have been premature, you know, especially mm-hmm. if she has children that she has. But I don't feel like she is wrong for wanting to feel this way about herself and her mm-hmm. people. You understand? I feel like if mm-hmm. she did have more people in a support modality, then she would have the type of protection that is needed in order to go past these boundaries, in order to go past these movements. Because we need not forget that even here in America, that, you know, under the Hoover administration, you know, they had the movie out talking about Judas and the Black Messiah. There was actually
right.
taxpayer funds, that was actually mm-hmm. a government allotted funds that was going into making sure that there wasn't going to be any Black Messiah, making sure that there
right.
wasn't going to be this type of patriotic black man or woman that was standing, because that wasn't agreeable, you know, that was an opposition to what the government or what, from what I was seeing, the government was trying to put forth. So, like I said, it is a bigger picture to me. So, you know, like I said, in this case, our prayers and love and our sympathy go over
right.
to the sister. But, right. you know, if there's any other activists that, you know, want to, you know, I think it's that, you know, we all should be mindful. We should be mindful.
What if I told you a black man shot her?
Well, in that case, there was a black man that shot Malcolm X, right? But as
right.
we go further, as we go
right.
further, we see that they were actually paid by someone who had interest. So they made, and we need not perpetuate that story, like, oh, a black man
right.
shot her. Like, oh, so
okay.
the black, no, it's plenty of white folks that pay black folks to do things because they know they can wedge themselves. If it's a
right.
white guy coming to a black community, they can't wedge themselves, right? So when you're talking about when you're talking about police, when you're talking about covert operations, this is very real.
Even Judas went against Christ. But yes, is that you, Columbus? You have a question?
Yeah, I have a question. Yeah, I have a question.
Sure.
This is going to be very controversial, and I want to get your understanding. So basically, a black man killing another black man is a white man's fault, is basically where I'm getting at this story. I mean, he had a decision he could have made. He could have said no, right? Correct?
Correct.
Now, we got to do better
We
got to do better as, like, individuals and as black people. Because I will say this. The other day, I witnessed something that kind of made me sick to my stomach, you know. I work security, too, as a second job. I go there.
Mm-hmm.
Some South African guy's phone gets stolen, right? He calls the guy, black guy with dreadlocks, right? Picks up the phone and says, I'm going to turn it in. I'm like, thank you, man. That's good of you. Finally has to, you know, we're making steps in the right way, right? The dude calls back, and the black dude says, fuck you. Come find your phone. Come get it from me, right? The dude shows up because he pings his phone on Find My Phone. The dude doesn't get the phone, picks him up, slams him on his head, punches him in his face, ditches the phone, and then says, oh, you're racist as fuck for blaming me for stealing your phone. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, we gotta have a foreground here. We can't just blame everything. We gotta take accountability for certain things. Even though he got paid by a white man to do it, he had a decision to make. Did he really want to execute something that could have pushed us forward 400 years instead of set us back 400 years? That's what I'm asking. What do you think about that?
Okay, I guess 864, are you there? Okay, He's still in the studio. Maybe he can't talk right now, but that's a good question, Columbus. That's a good question. Because I can go back into the Bible. Judas did it to Christ. I mean, it's not uncalled. There's rumors about Jesse Jackson and Martin Luther King. There's rumors. I'm not saying anything else, but you're right. It comes down to a decision of what one makes. And can we...
Hello?
Yeah, there you are. A64, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. Columbus. Did you hear what Columbus said? He kind of asked you a question.
I basically mm-hmm. heard what he was saying. Was it the white man's fault that black men kill each other? Right.
Mm. Yes.
Right.
No. That wasn't necessarily my question. I was phrasing it, trying to decipher what you were meaning by that statement that. Oh, we need to stop skewing the story that a black man killed Malcolm X, but a white man hired him. But wouldn't that come down to the decision from a black man? Or was he forced to do that? That's where
right.
I'm talking about understanding.
Mean,
I'm a little bit confused.
No, that's definitely a fact of the matter. But when you're talking about somebody is actually paying that person, there's somebody actually authorizing the hit, that brings open a bigger can of worms. And our audience, just to say, well, oh, a black man killed. You feel what I'm saying? If you understand what I'm saying, and I'm pretty sure we all are intelligent.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
So as we are covering the story, I feel like it's only right to let the listener know, and I'm not saying that is the case in this issue, but it hasn't been foreign into other cases similar to this issue. You understand? So I can't just say, well, oh, it was a black man, and then just, of course, the Negro is the blame. Of course, I'm not letting them off the hook, but I'm just saying the modality of how it happened, the methodology of what brought this black man to now be lodged, we kind of find, and like I said, these are documented stories where you have black men that have gotten in trouble or do whatever. And now they're having to work with the police, and them working with the police would make them an agent. We see this all the time, where these guys become rats. They become they turn on each other. You understand? So it is up to them. It's their choices. These are their choices, but they're more or less manipulated.
Okay, I get what you're saying now. I get what you're saying.
Right, right. That's what
you,
I was
you want to know the full details behind the story and not just
right,
the first
right,
person.
Right, 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 right. And I'm not saying that was the case, but in a lot of cases in which I've experienced, it wasn't like, oh, it was just a black man that was mad because it's black woman, because normally that's not the case. It's normally white people that are going to be overly raged at this, you understand? So like I said, that's just my take on it.
Well, it's a good take on it because I didn't even finish the story. I don't know. She's dead. I'm going to finish the story. And it's a shame. You're absolutely right what's going on. And I don't even know if the dude at the party even knew who she was. I mean, we're talking a party situation, and I'll continue the story. But it is a damn shame. And I lost the story. Sorry. I normally don't do that. Did you guys know the story? I'm going to pull it back up. Hold on. Here we go. Gunshot to the head. Sasha Johnson. I think she's still alive. It doesn't say that she passed away. But people, and she's trending on Twitter right now.
It says she's in critical condition.
Right. She's trending on Twitter, and everybody's up, you know, giving her prayers and everything. So maybe the world is – okay, here's an update on this. This is an update here. Critical condition in London Hospital following a shooting on Sunday, but a friend doesn't believe she was the intended target, like I said. Johnson played a leading role in the Black Lives Matter protest last year and is part of the Taking Initiative Party. Emin Otten said in an interview with the BBC that she did not believe Johnson was the intended target. As far as we are aware, she was at the party. There was a rival gang that many have heard about, someone being in that party that didn't feel quite comfortable with or trusted, and so they resorted to driving past and shooting into the garden. So So it was a drive-by, and she got hit. And one of those shots hit Sasha. So the police force said officers were called to report of gunshots at 3 a.m. Police said the shooting took place near a house where the party was taking place. She was at the wrong place at the wrong time, I believe. Detectives have appealed for witnesses and have not made many arrests. It was a targeted attack or the woman had received any credible, blah, blah, blah. So a large crowd that black, okay, then they go into the protests of Black Lives Matter. So here's what I hear. She's at a party. Drive by, she got hit. End of story. She got hit. Now, all those people down there, here's where you'll separate from me. And here's where the Lord comes in. I know. Out of all those people, here's a woman doing a good cause, doing good stuff, and she gets hit? I mean, somebody tell me, you know what I mean? I hear good people.
Right,
that's
why I am. That's why I am in the whole thing. I know coincidences happen.
Yeah.
I understand those random things, but this is very random.
Right.
Even as it relates to her being on the scene, not only in just one occasion, it's like in a lot of occasions she's been on the scene. So this is where it illustrates something more to me. Although it may not be documented, we may not have paperwork. This is where my speculation takes me to.
It's a sad thing, man. My prayers are with her. She's a beautiful woman, just absolutely beautiful woman. My prayers are with her children. And you try to do something nice to the community and some fool does a random drive-by and you get hit. In the head, for God's sake. She'll never be the same. Never. All right. Our caller dropped. Who's in the studio right now is King and Columbus. That was the main story. Right now we're in the process of getting Columbus's music in the studio with the help of King.
I believe he just sent it to you by email. Try checking your email.
Which one? Is it Hammer ALD? Hammer ALD? Which one?
Columbus, which one? Which one did you send it to?
Hold on. I sent it to one that I messaged a while ago.
Let me
Hammer
give you the
ALD.
Email. Oh, it is. All right. Then I should get it. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break. I'm going to get Columbus's music up. I'm going to get it from my email. If you'd like to come in the studio, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to get into Mark Cuban, the number one reason why people fail in business. We're going to get into that. We're going to also get into, you're not going to believe these people. You know, people use Christ for all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? And I say God's a business. So these fools, they're Christians, and they're having swing parties fucking for Jesus. We're going to get into that. Don't get mad at me. I'm just reading. I'm just telling you what's going on here. Mark Ruffalo said something stupid. This is regarding the Israeli and the Hamas situation. His career is probably off, probably gone bye-bye. And then we have the big evil in the world, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And you guys know who she is. She's a Republican who got stripped from all of her duties. She's comparing wearing masks to the Holocaust. And the Jews were upset with that. So there's a lot to talk to, but first, Columbus is in the studio. You don't mess with Columbus, right? I mean, he's putting his music in his studio. We're going to play that. The Kings of Kings are here. I want to thank you, caller, for calling in. You're still probably listening. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. And thank you, Mr. Solution, who you just left. Thank you for coming in the studio. Hope you come back. We still got about another hour of the show, so y'all get back in here. We'll be right back with Columbus's music. Let me see. What can I play? I got something here that I haven't played in a while. I like this song. This is a new artist. He's up and coming. Let me see. And then we're going to, after I play this, I'll come back and we'll hear Columbus. Here we go. This is a new artist, and I really like him. He got a new sound. Tell me what you think. And here he is, King Webb. I don't give a damn. I'll be right back.
I don't give a damn. If any of you motherfuckers talk to me or not. Okay. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all busters don't know why they should be sweet. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. You gotta stay focused, just fam, gotta eat. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. I'm setting these goals and jamming, I don't need it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me.
Y'all fuck boys making no noise. You talk toys cause you talk talent. Sometimes I get up on my hand up. I disregard you and that's enough. And it's rough. Your bluff on the cold shoulder. You really think that I care? I've been riding here solo. Still looking for the promo. And you know this pyro. Technics, but technically my epic speed right aligned where it's supposed to be. Trying to get these groceries for the kids and the family to get off these. Only use my knees for the Lord who created me. And it is with no beast. Got a statue, so I'm at peace with my Velveeta. I don't need a real art. Security shade with Tina. Sit with a Nina. Or even a diva. I'm good in the skeezers. They're not safe. Can I keep that BS away? Y'all trying to run pockets like TSA. Then look for the world rate like a MBA. Y'all fools ain't gonna play me like a MBA. That's the NBA with the 2K. That's why I'm out like a suitcase. You don't want to flip a win like a toupee. And I feel that bullet that gourmet make souffle. And I might seem strange, but I don't throw shade. And I'll get what I owe someday. Let's win another all-world way. But just for today, this is what I'm gonna say.
Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all busters don't know why they should be sweet. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. You gotta stay focused, just fam, gotta. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. I'm setting these goals and damn it, I don't need it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me.
My past back there gonna get smashed. There's no more drama with my dad. Long time and no speed. Too bad, wanna bring my family together. I'm like, fuck you, whatever now. Thanks for turning your back on me. Make me shake and throw my problems with bacon. Bunch of fucking pretty with no revelation. Haters still hating with their low education. Screw what you heard, ain't salvation. Rich motherfuckers stay fucking up with no shit. You ain't gotta fuck with Red, yo. Rapper talking shit. Yeah, I know you my feeling on me. Damn, bro, last night we was sipping that wine, though. Got a problem with me, then step up. If not, don't waste your breath, bruh. You fuck your rep, not rep, mate. Doing six stuff, we doing the damn thing. Changing places, I need that space, staying educated. Hitting all bases, took time to do what I feel for you. The fuck see y'all been left to sleep. If I get stacks, don't stack. Don't pin me with your 360 contract back. One this, two this, or excuse me, miss. Rappers nowadays, so get some snitch, keep my name out your mouth. Next few weeks, artists be hella fake. Kissing like a snake, greeting with a smile and a handshake. That shit bitch made.
Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all busters don't know why they should be sweet. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. You gotta stay focused, just fam, gotta. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. I'm setting these goals and damn it, I don't need it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me.
Shit, all you motherfuckers claiming to fuck with me. Like me, but you don't like me. If y'all don't kill yourself.
Yeah, that's King Webb. That's right. What? You want more King Webb? Well, I don't... Well, okay, here he is. We'll be right back.
Shit. You police got caught in the web. You know what I'm saying? This web music and tame up in this bitch, you know what I mean? Shout out to my man, Skittyville Productions, you know what I'm saying?
So don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, I leave you hanging in this web. So don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, I leave you hanging instead. So don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, I leave you hanging this web. So don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, I leave you hanging instead.
Yeah, every time I turn around, I see you face. Some of them are just sharks. Swim in the lake. I don't give a shit if you running with me or not. Bitch nigga, show your actions, not a subliminal shot.
Pow!
Loyalty and lies, you a lie, I'm not surprised.
No.
If it wasn't for me, boy, your career wouldn't even rise. Thought you was my friend till the very fucking end. Now the same fucking manager done pissed me off again.
Fuck.
Trying to get my damn label straight and do me. Rise up in the charts, me and SVP.
Yeah.
And all y'all ever do is talk shit on me.
I don't care.
And I don't give a damn, I'ma stay doing me. I'm really starting to hate life, all we do is live and die. God is on my side, so you better know the devil lies. Spotter in the web, catching you motherfucking flies. Jack my 30 bucks was bold, but never wide, huh?
So don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, I leave you hanging in this web. So don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, I leave you hanging instead. So don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, I leave you hanging in this web. So don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, I leave you hanging instead.
Say you vegetarian, but you starting beef. If you feeling froggy, then nigga, you better leave. Fuck that nigga left here, nothing bigger, nothing punk.
You big
niggas out here fighting, need to stop it, we'll get stumped. Now that I just sell my soul, fuck the money, your fame. Tony fucked me over, but won't mention my name.
Crook.
Doggy dog world, that's the name of the gang. Swallow the gas and watch it burn in the flames. Not here to duplicate, just to reiterate, not play a hate. If you wanna learn to take notes and self-educate. Dog and misled by churches or bitches, TDJs. Families are struggling while pastors and deacons out eating steak.
Amen.
So don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, I leave you hanging this web.
So don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, I leave you hanging instead. So don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, I leave you hanging this web. So don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web, so don't get caught in my web,
I leave you hanging instead.
King Web, don't get caught in my web, and I don't give a damn. I'm having problems getting the song because something happened to my mail, and I can't trust. I got it on my phone, but the phone doesn't sound as good as I can. Man, it sounds good. Damn, I really like it because I got it on my phone, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to see if I could change my password on my phone since I got in my phone. And then I could load it in the studio. Man, you got to hear this song. I mean, seriously, by Columbus. I mean, I love this thing, man. I'm a new fan. Hang in there, guys. Stay with me. I'm by myself, so I'm working all kinds of shit. That was King Web, everybody. Don't get caught in my web. And his newest hit, I Don't Give a Damn. Hey, it's a Christmas holiday song. That's what you got to do. I love it. My boy King. Oh, we can't say boy anymore. It's my man King. Right? Man King? Got to sound gay. Anyway, good job, King. Nice job. 954, you're live on the air. 954, you're live on the air. 954. Okay, your mic is open. Anytime you want to speak, just hit 1. I know people are at work, and they listen to me at work. So 954, whenever you want to speak, just hit 1. I'm going to give you one more song, okay, because I got to get Columbus song in the studio, man, and then we'll go on with the rest of our stories. It's a damn, it's nice. So let me just play another song here. Hey, you know, maybe it's time for a revolution, and I'll be right back because I'm getting Columbus song in the studio. Don't go away.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preach up.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eye.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Come on.
What you say? Come on.
About the dead air, everybody. I was just trying to load something. I'm back. All right. We're just trying to get the song loaded in the studio. Hang in there, Columbus. I promise I'll get it through. It's loading right now. I'm having a little problem with my my Gmail account. If you hear me, Columbus, here's another email I know I could get access to. It's called Brian at M as in Mary, VPOnDemand.com. That's MVPOnDemand.com. That's Brian at MVPOnDemand.com. That's it. 954. I hear you. Hello, 954. Hello.
Hello.
Somebody has a... Yes. Who's there? 954. That's your area code, 954, by the way. I'm calling you by your area code, 534. That's your first three numbers of your phone?
Yes.
You're live on the air? Hi.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Lucia, you heard my daughter.
I heard your daughter. Yes, I did. How old's your daughter?
She's one.
Oh, my God. She sounds so great. Well, congratulations. Congratulations. Well, where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Georgia. All right. I love Georgia. Did you call in because you saw the subject about Sasha with Black Lives Matter?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh. Did you just call in because... I'm sorry?
I seen the flyer on King's webpage.
Oh, on King's website. Oh, wait a minute. Here, King's right here. You want to talk to King? Mm-hmm. He's right here. King?
What's going on,
King?
Hey.
There you go. Oh, look how she says hey to you with me. It's like, hi, King. Hey. Like I must scare her or something. She sounds so happy when you talk to her.
Well, you know, she's been my fan for a long time, man. When I was on mixtapes and stuff, you know, she's been on me for a long, long, long time. So, you know, she's been a very, very supportive. She's a longtime friend, you know. So, she hit me up earlier. She was like, I can't get in. It's talking about charging me, and I was like, what?
Oh, they're
but
charging
her?
Yeah. Are they charging?
Well,
are they charging
her? She wasn't able to get in at first or something, but I think she got it fixed. So
really, I didn't catch your name. Is it Leticia? I didn't catch your name.
Oh, Latia.
Oh, Latia. Oh, yeah. That's your baby. How? That's a beautiful baby. What's your baby's name, Latia?
Ozaya.
Oh, that's a beautiful name. So you're a fan of King, huh? King Webb? How long you been a fan? Is that now? That's not King's baby, is it? Is that King's baby?
No.
No, but she didn't want to say which it was.
Because we got to get him to the top 20 so we can get some of that support in, you know what I mean? Okay. So how long you been are you a friend of King's or are you a fan of King's or are you both?
We've been friends since 2012. It's been a long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what is it what is it about King that you like, that you want to, like you like being a friend with him? Is his lovely personality, his gentle ways about him?
It's everything. It's just the way that we both encourage each other. It's like some days I don't feel like doing anything, and he's just like, you can't give up. You got to keep going. So it's just everything.
Right. Wow. You know, that's good, and he's right. So, can I ask you a personal question? Because you sound good. I like to hear a female voice. Hi, baby. That's right. Want to name your kid Brian? What do you think? Is it too late? Is it too late to name your kid Brian? Yes, it is. All right.
Okay.
So tell me where... now, are you still with the daddy? I mean, is he still there? Are you guys together?
Which one?
Oh, God. Why do I do this? Why do I ask these questions? Help me, King. King, take over this. Take over right now. This is where King steps in. I'm out. Take over the show, King.
You don't listen, huh? Max. You gotta. You might as well go ahead and let it flame. Go ahead and finish.
A situation happened, so I don't, you know, the situation had happened, and that's how he had came along. But with my daughter, I don't communicate with him, you know. Like I say, I can't make a man be something that, you know, he don't want to be. I'm just,
right.
You know, raising him the best way I can.
Hey, I hear you, and you know what? You got your support. Nobody's judging anything. Nobody's judging. But what made you fall in love with the father in the first place? I mean, the one with your daughter. The one with your daughter. What was it, his ways that you fell in love?
I don't even know.
Okay.
Don't hit sister. You be nice.
Really? All right. Cool. You know what it is. He had game, right? He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
He had game. He treated you right in the beginning, right?
Yeah, and, you know, that's what we all fall for. You know, we live
yeah.
and we learn.
Yeah, I know. He sounds the baby that you're that's talking right now, that's your daughter. Am I correct?
Yes, that's Isaiah. That's the
okay.
one that's on my
How many children do you have?
I have two.
You have two?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're 20 what? 20?
23.
That's not bad.
I am not 23. I'm 24, my bad. I'm so sorry. I'm 24.
Now I know why you got pregnant. What? Really?
I'm 24.
I didn't know that could happen. King, take over. What?
Hey, Columbus needs the other email.
Yeah. Okay, Columbus, it's Brian at MVP, like most valuable player, MVPondemand.com. Brian at MVPondemand.com. And we must talk very fast because I'm afraid that Tisha's going to get pregnant. All right. Okay. Now, are you done having babies, or do you want to have a big family?
Yeah, I want more babies, but I'm gonna just enjoy them, and if it's
right
for me to have, then it'll happen.
Yeah. Now, do the daddies?
If I do, I want another boy.
Do you really? Now, do the daddies get along together since they have different fathers?
Do the daddies get along?
Yeah, I'm thinking you have another person from a... Huh?
Okay, so with my son, so the situation with my son...
Right.
I don't communicate with that person because, you know, what happened and... I never had, like, actual, like, phone number contact. So I can't say it for that particular. But my daughter's of that, no, not really.
Mm.
I mean, he'll call.
This wasn't a Tinder hookup, was it? I mean, you swap right, you swap left. It wasn't one of these hookups, was it?
Well, for my daughter?
Yeah.
No.
No. Now, how about your son?
See, okay, so look. Let me see.
Okay.
So I was living in Georgia at the time. And
right.
My mom was like, you know, go have fun, do your thing. You know, you've been in the house all the time. So my cousin convinced my mom for me to go to this party with my cousin. And my mom told her to make sure, you know, you watch your little cousin because, you know, you're the big cousin. So
right.
After that passed, she was like, you thirsty? So, you know, me thinking, I was like, yeah, just give me a regular Sprite. So she had put it in a regular little plastic red cup. And I don't know if she put something else in it, but to me, it tasted like right. So, you know, after it was just that situation was crazy. And it was like after that, like months later, that's when I found out I was pregnant. So it was like, like I said, and like the people that I talked to said, you know, I should have never went to that party.
Right.
And it would have never happened. Like, my son would have never been here. She let things happen to me that she should have never let happen to me, because I felt like
right.
if you're my big cousin, you should have protected me at all times. You know, I didn't know nobody at this house party. So you the one that should have been sucking me like glue. You shouldn't have let nobody
right.
like, do anything to me. So.
Nobody's making no judgments because how things happen, and you're sending a lesson to other people out there, because that stuff does happen. You know what I'm saying? It does happen. Yeah. I'm sorry that happened to you. I really am sorry that happened to you. Well, you sound like you're doing good. I mean, do you ever get to a point where when they start to talk, you know, 5 or 6, are you going to have that talk about their father, or are you just going to say he died and, you know, that's it? Do you want them to have contact?
I don't know how to bring it to my son, because I wouldn't know what to say.
Right.
So,
how old is your son?
He's two. He'll be 3 in September.
Right. Well, first you should have a talk with the father first before you bring it up to your son to see if he wants to be part of the kid's life. You know what I mean?
Because
it's just my suggestion. No use talking to your son, and if the father wants nothing to do, you're just creating more problems. So my suggestion, I'm not no marriage counselor or anything, but see if you can have some kind of contact with the father and see how involved he wants to be in your son's life. What do you think?
I don't know, because I don't got no contact. I don't know where he is.
Oh, you don't want
to say he... I don't have,
really?
Like, after that situation, like, I never had the person's number. So I can't say,
right.
Oh, he's here or he say that. I never had his number.
Right, because it was rape. Basically, would you consider it was rape because he put something in your drink?
I think my cousin put, okay, so when she brought me the drink, it tasted like regular soda Sprite. So I don't know if she put something in my drink, and then it's like, you know, because I don't drink. So any little thing you give to a person that's first time drinking, it's going to make them feel, you know, some type of way. So
right.
in the party, you know, I'm enjoying myself, and she brought this, whoever he was, to me. She was like, hey, she like, hey, you know, this is my friend or whatever. So, you know, I said hi or whatever. She was like, come on, let's go. And I'm like, okay, so where are we going? And all I know, we was upstairs. And then from my remembrance, you know, all I
right.
seen was he was on the street. So I'm like, how could you sit here and bring whoever this person was to me, and then we go upstairs,
right.
and all I remember waking up is he on top of me. So I kind of feel like, you know, it was like she set me up, but, you know, to this day she still deny it. So, and out of it, I got my son. That's why, you know, I feel like I should have never went to the party. That's why I could, like, even when my mom was like, oh, so you should go, I was like, no, nah, you know, I'd rather stay home. And then, you know, both of them come up and say, come on, you do all you do is stay in the house. And I just, you know, they convinced me to go. So I should have just put my foot down and didn't go.
I used to tell her about that. Like, I used to tell her, you know, at that age, you know, the devil's busy, and I tell her, like, man, get up to the support. Be careful. Don't accept anything, you know, any drink, whatever, you know what I mean? And, you know, I told her about that, and, you know, when she went to that party, like, after everything, after she was comfortable, you know, with talking to me about it, she told me, she was like, man, I should have listened to you, and, you know what I mean? But, you know, like I told her, we all make mistakes, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it was one of those things that we all go through, you know, when we're younger, you know. We go to parties like that, you know.
Well, I have a solution. You know,
yeah.
I'm old enough to be your father, but I'm rich. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you kidding. Okay, no, that's not a solution. You know what I mean? I could be in Georgia. I can get you a house. How would you like that? All you have to do is just marry me until I die. I mean, I might be dead in about a week. I mean, it won't be long. I mean, maybe a weekend. I'm only joking. See, King's like the angel. I'm like the devil. I mean, you got both sides here. I know. Hello, baby. But you... Now, do you have help? Do you have support? I mean, is your mother... Oh, I got it. Wait a minute, I got the song. Hold on, Columbus. Okay, we're going to hear Columbus' song. I got it, finally. But let me... You know what? Let me tell you something. You got friends to help you. King's a good guy, right? Do you have support? Mama, sisters, brothers, anybody helping you?
I got my mom. You know, I got...
Right.
How old is your mother?
Is your mother married?
No, I wish she was.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You know, I'll tell you what. Why don't I just come on by there this weekend? You know what I'm saying? I can make that happen. All right. I'll behave yourself. King, take over. This is where King takes over. No, I... King... I'm gonna load Columbus' song in a studio while you take over and handle this lovely lady.
Stop.
Everything I'm saying is wrong. Okay,
yeah.
Here you go.
All right. What's going on, Isaiah?
Say hey, mommy. Say good morning.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, everybody that's listening. Hopefully, they, you know, they will. Take notes, and, you know, pass that on to their daughters or nieces or whatever. I mean, because, you know, not all places that you go to is safe, you know what I mean? Like, it's, it's one of the things, you know. And then, too, not all family is family anymore, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
You know.
And you know, I learned that the hard way.
Oh, yeah. You know, and that's why, like, that's why now... Oh, shit. I hope my phone don't die. Hold on, y'all.
You talk about your phone. I'm on 61.
Are they charging you for this? Because I don't want her to be on for a long time because some communication companies will charge you. Did your phone say that it's charging you something like a penny a minute or something?
That's what it said the first time, and then when I called back, it says stay on to hear the show, and then that's when I started hearing the show.
Okay, I don't want to keep you on. I mean, if they're charging you for it, what telephone company or communication company do you have?
T-Mobile.
You got T-Mobile? Yeah, T-Mobile's charging. I got T-Mobile, too. They got King on T-Mobile. I'll tell you what, do you have an email? Because I can
invite you.
Oh yeah, but you switched from T-Mobile, remember? Because I'm on T-Mobile, and they charge my ass for calling my own studio.
Yeah.
It's like a penny a minute or something like that.
Yeah.
But if you can hold on for three more minutes, let me see. So I'm already into. I'm worth 30 cents, right? Like 30 minutes is like 30 cents.
Mm.
Oh, she's not even answering that. Damn. Jesus. King, step in.
Over there.
All right. You got to hear Columbus' song before you go. You got to hear Columbus' song before you go. Here it is, Columbus Berry, Love and Affection. How's that? Think I got it, Columbus. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
I got it. Columbus, do you have any advice for this young lady who's on the line right now? She has two children. She wants nothing to do with the fathers. She sounds so young. She sounds very nice. No judgment here. Everybody has their thing. But a lot of people can maybe have some advice that they can help somebody, you know?
Oh, yeah. Just keep showing those beautiful babies some love and affection. And
exactly.
Continue to prosper, continue to grow as a young, beautiful young lady. And let them see how strong you are, because in the end, it'll make them stronger.
That's right. And after I play Columbus's song, to you, you're going to fall in love with me. How's that? What do you think? Jesus, Columbus, help me out here. Here we go. Hello, beautiful baby. Ladies and gentlemen, Columbus, I have a song in the studio. King, I'm going to have you set up I'm going to let you set up Columbus because you know him more than I do, and we're going to play the song. So ready, King? Tell me about Columbus. Tell me about this song and this talented musician we're going to hear, Columbus.
Well, as you know, me and Columbus both, we're from Wichita, Kansas. His dad has been a big mentor in my life from the time I was thing till now, you know what I mean? Still do. I mean, he still is my mentor, you know what I mean? Even though I haven't seen him in a while. But his son is Columbus Berry, you know what I mean? To me, he's like the younger version of his pops, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And me and his older, well, I ain't going to say older brother, but I think the second throw with his brother, me and him is friends, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's how I got a chance to know Columbus and the other siblings, you know? But, this new song is called Love and Affection. And, I think he's gonna come with it like his dad used to come with it in this joint, you know. So
without the Jerry girl,
ladies,
without the Jerry girl.
Okay. Yeah. Without the Jerry girl.
Hey, I still got one. Go ahead.
Without the Jerry girl and the jumpsuit, you know what I'm saying? And so ladies, hold your vaginas tight, be calm. Open up your ears and show Columbus Berry some love.
Columbus Berry, love and affection. Go out to all you ladies.
All I see is teardrops. And tell me, what can I do to make you smile? You don't have to cry no more. My umbrella stops tears coming down, I got you. You don't have to feel this way. I think you know what you deserve. So why settle for less? You deserve the best. I know for a fact that you've been hurt. Baby's gonna be alright. I'll give you my love and affection. I just wanna ease your mind. I wanna be the one you fall in love with. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. You got all my love and affection, love and affection. Baby's gonna be alright. I'll give you my love and affection. I just wanna ease your mind. I wanna be the one you fall in love with. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. Just tell me what you like, do what it takes to make you smile. Even if it takes some time, I wanna give you my whole life. Don't worry about the lights, and don't worry what you're feeling inside. Don't try to deny you're living in a lie. Baby, it's gonna be alright, alright, alright. Baby, it's gonna be alright. I'll give you my love and affection. I just wanna ease your mind. I wanna be the one you fall in love with. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. You got all my love and affection, love and affection. Baby's gonna be alright. I'll give you my love and affection. I just wanna ease your mind. I wanna be the one you fall in love with. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. Baby's gonna be alright.
Nailed it, man. Columbus Berry, everybody. You nailed it. Love and affection. You're right,
King. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Talent.
Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, man. It no, I appreciate hearing it.
Wow,
you nailed it. Yeah, isn't
that
it?
Shit was fire.
It was,
wow.
Wasn't it? I
oh,
mean,
oh,
now,
man. Okay,
yeah,
now,
I was,
yeah.
I was,
so,
I
what
was
do you think?
Oh shit!
Yeah,
wow.
Buddy.
Now we gotta get to business here. We gotta get to business. Now, how much are you selling that single for, Columbus?
It's not out yet. I mean, this is a behind the scenes
wow.
sneak peek. It'll be out next week, and then I have another song coming out the week after that. Yep, I have another song coming out after that. It's called Creepin'
Hell
for you people who like to sleep around. Then I have a few more. I got six more after that. So I got a couple things. But like it's so beautiful, man. It's a beautiful song, man. It's like when you hear this next one, you're gonna man. Ah, shit, I don't even know if I can sing a little snippet of it. I don't know yet. I'm still debating them. Oh, man.
Come on, you could. You know you could.
let me see if I can get it. All
right. And what we have is so mysterious. Girl, sexing you is all not mine. You got me so delirious. When you tell me that pussy is mine. And you can do what you want. Just come over on the weekend.
That's all you get.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm a straight man, and you made my underwear wet. Look at that.
Oh, shit.
Look. Look at you. Now we have to.
Hey,
since
when you ready?
Yeah.
When you ready to get that shit all played all over, let me know. My DJ, DJ King Assassin, he's got all these different radio stations. He plays everybody's music and stuff. He just inked a deal called 98.5. K-Mix FM Radio in Los Angeles, and I think it's somewhere in California. You know, I don't want to get it wrong, but you can pay to have your song played on actual FM radio station, and, you know, I mean, like, it'll be good, you know what I mean? But when you're ready for it, you know, let me know. I'll send you over the email, man. We get that shit, you know, playing from coast to coast, you know what I mean? So...
I need to get
yeah, send me that
wait.
Information and stuff like that, so I know, because I'm about to start booking these sessions. And if I can get a song out there, I'd rather get a song out there than keep booking these sessions and doing these songs and stuff like that. Because that's you know, $300-$400 for a 2-hour session.
Yeah.
Go through pushing
folks. I think you got a fan there. Teach me how to pronounce her name, because I'm not hearing it right. What's her name?
Huh?
It's Latia. It's
L-A-T-I-A.
Latia? Yeah.
Okay. Latia, what do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think of Love and Affection?
I like it. I was just saying that. I was like, I should have heard that again.
Yeah, really?
I like it.
Now, Latia, I'm going to act as his agent right now, just a temporary agent. You know what I'm saying, girl? You know what I'm saying? You like what you heard. You like what you heard, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you did. Yeah, I know you did. And dig what you like, and you like what you dig. Now, listen to me, girl. I'm going to make a deal with you. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen, you already got two babies, so I'm not going to give you three. But what I can do is give you the song. Would you like to be the first one to have that song before it hits the Billboard charts? You could blast that all day. Everybody's going to say, hey, who's that? And you go, that's Columbus. You don't even know who Columbus is? Well, y'all don't know nothing. You'll be able to say that. You know what I mean?
Then how am I going to get this song?
Well, how are you going to get it? Okay, let me tell you something, you know. I know a guy, I'm going to hook you up. Come, just trust me. ask King. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to ask Columbus really nicely in your very nice voice and say, Columbus, please, can I have that? And see what he says. I'm just his agent. I mean, he's the guy who makes the decision. You're going to say, tell him how beautiful the song is and how much the song means to you, and maybe he can hit you up. Maybe he can give you a little sample. You know what I'm saying? But you have to ask him nicely.
But he might want everybody to hear it at the same time.
Yeah, you got to do it on the radio. Hey, you got to pay for something, girl. You got to work for it. Nothing for free. You got to ask Columbus very nicely and see, but you got to be really sweet with him. Flirt with him a little bit. Give him something so he can say, damn, I got to give her my song. So you got to make him think, damn, I got to give her my song. So there you go. Latia, do your thing.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, you're not gonna get no song like that.
I tell you what. When I upload it online, I will personally get a CD, put the song on a CD, and send it to Web and have Web give you an actual digital copy of the song.
Wow.
And
wow.
I don't normally do anything like
that. I'm gonna be jumping that song in the car. They're gonna be like, "What you listening to?" I'm gonna like, "Love in the city."
Well, before I send anything, Columbus has to make sure that he registers the song and all that stuff, you know. So the song
is
up.
Song.
Yeah, he's gotta make sure everything's protected. And once all
it
that stuff is handled,
copyright.
You know, he'll make sure those that he want, you know, to have the copy, he'll get it to them. But first, he's got to do the business side and make sure his music and stuff is together and protected. You know what I mean? You know,
yeah.
But he
Latia doesn't care about. Well, King Latia doesn't care about anything protected. She got two kids. No, I'm only kidding. But you're right, King. Protect it now. You just give it. Just give it. Okay, but yeah, you go.
So rude.
I know.
My mom, all right. I'm at work about to crash my damn truck.
Oh shit! We don't need that happening.
No. We'll be King. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put King in Whisper with you, private. I'm gonna put all three of you guys in private. I'm gonna play a song. I'm gonna take a little break, and we get back to our new story. Latia, it's a pleasure talking to you, sweetheart. I mean, you're great and you're funny. I enjoyed you. Thank you for calling in. And I like your taste in music. I really do. When we come back, Latia, cover your eyes. I mean, cover your ears because I'm going to say a naughty word, and you should not hear this. When we come back, the Christians are at it again. The Christians are fucking for God. And what the hell that actor Mark Ruffalo said that pissed everybody off. When we come back with more Hammer, let's Hammer. Jesus. You know who I am. I don't have to say my name there. We'll be right back. I'm gonna put you guys in private. Here you guys. You guys are going private, and I'll be right back. There you go. There you go. There you go. And we'll be right back.
Tell me, what can I do to make you smile? You don't have to cry no more. My umbrella stops tears coming down, I got you. You don't have to feel this way. I think you know what you deserve, so why settle for less? You deserve the best. I know for a fact that you've been hurt. Baby, it's gonna be alright. I'll give you my love and affection. I just wanna ease your mind. I wanna be the one you fall in love with. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. You got all my love and affection, love and affection. Baby's gonna be alright. I'll give you my love and affection. I just wanna ease your mind. I wanna be the one you fall in love with. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. To make you smile, even if it takes some time, I wanna give you my whole life. Don't worry about the light, and don't worry what you're feeling inside. Don't try to deny you're living in a lie. Baby, it's gonna be alright, alright, alright. Baby,
affection. You got all my love and affection. Love and affection. Baby's gonna be alright. I'll give you my love and affection. I just wanna ease your mind. I wanna be the one you fall in love with. You got all my love and affection. Love and affection. Love and affection. You got all my love and affection. Love and affection. Love and affection. Baby's gonna be alright. I just wanna ease your mind. You got all my love and affection. You got all my love and affection.
Okay, I had to get back. I was just making love to my lady. Didn't want to waste a song. That's Love and Affection with Columbus Berry. There you go. Latia?
Yeah.
Latia? You can't wait to get that song, right? You're going to be bumping that in your car, right?
Well, I'm going to say, I'm going to be singing that song.
I want to wish you. You hear, how does it make you feel, Columbus, to hear one of... Latia, you're a new fan now because you hear the other song. You hear the other song coming out, right? Yeah, she's already singing it. I mean, have you guys met? I mean, I know you know King, but have you met Columbus Berry before?
No, I never met
him
before.
Yeah. The dark of the juices. What do you think, Columbus? Look at that. It's a new fan. You got a new fan.
Man,
on the Brian Hammer Johnson
show. I appreciate
it. Yeah.
I appreciate it, man. I do. It's going to sound, I know last time I was being humble, but
right,
knowing the stuff that I have ready to be recorded and the quality and how, like, I don't know what happened. I tapped into a different part of myself to where
mm-hmm.
the music is just, like, it just flows with me. Like, it's so easy for me to make a song now, and it's so easy for me to come up with content, and it's because
right.
everything that I sing about is basically it's related to my life and everything that I go through.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of feels good to, like, you know, get a little bit of acknowledgement. And right now I'm doing the songs and stuff, and not only for myself,
right.
it's just to snatch every little bit of, you know, credit that I do deserve and try to make something of myself when it comes to the music stuff, so the people who have helped me along the way, I can reach my
mm-hmm.
hand back down, unlike the majority of these other people who just kind of disappear. Like, I'm from Wichita, Kansas, where everybody says, oh, let's support Wichita, Kansas, and support Wichita, Kansas businesses, and not one of them has reached out, and I'm behind a lot of these companies in Wichita, Kansas, for growing. FN1 was
right.
a photography place. Like, I spent hours and hours and hours upon hours submitting photos to big Facebook pages to get us the 50,000 likes that we have. Stare at my other homeboys detailing businesses so he could start detailing more cars and people with Ferraris and stuff hitting him up, helping him with their contributions
mm-hmm.
with that. And, you know, now it's to a point where, all right, okay, you guys don't want to support me? I'm going to show you exactly why you should support me, because
that's right. That's right.
I'm great, and I'm kind of tired of people taking advantage of that, to be quite frank. So
yeah.
Now my foot's on everybody's neck, and it's time.
Oh. A little too soon, too soon.
That's right.
It's time.
Get your knee off my neck. I'll buy your CD. Get your knee off my neck. I hear what you're saying.
I don't want to say that I'm pissed off. But
you should be.
When somebody pisses me off, it kind of, like, I have a weird vendetta with myself where I just can't stop. And right now, quite frankly, I'm a little bit pissed off at, you know,
good.
The stuff that I've been hearing on the radio and stuff people have
yeah.
been putting
yep.
out. And
yeah.
I'm just like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. You have got to be fucking kidding me. So what do I need to do? Do I need to go get this big-ass fucking chain that I'm only going to wear one time a day? And do I have to get a fucking tattoo of an ice cream cone on my face that's going to melt in the summer
right.
heat? What do I need to do? Because I feel like everybody looks the same and they sound the same. And quite frankly, I'm tired of it. And now it's like, now it's the era of everybody who has been going unnoticed to get noticed now. If you haven't been paying attention, like all the ghostwriters and stuff are starting to do their own music and they're starting to blow up, like the Eric Bellingers of the world. Like people only knew how many hits he was behind and actually paid attention to it. Fine China by Chris Brown, a couple Justin Bieber songs, introducing him into the R&B world, some Usher songs.
Right.
A whole bunch of songs. Like, it's like people need to stop being so fixated on one sound. We live in a society now to where if you're not fucking twerking and you're not sucking some dick or you're not doing something, they don't want to fucking hear. And now it's to the point where it's like, you see Diddy just came out and said, I want to do R&B again. We need to get back to the essence of R&B because R&B is not R&B.
Right.
It's really not.
Nope.
It's really not. And now I'm to the point now it's like, well, I was doing the rapping and stuff like that. Yes, I can rap too. That's my second thing. But I'm more focused on the singing aspect so I can build myself as a singer and actually express myself because I don't like making music without a meaning.
Yeah.
It's something you can't relate
you
to. It's something that I'm not feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
You gotta get pissed to make something happen. You really do. You got to get angry, make something happen. I always say, if you want to make a difference, be the difference. That's what it is.
You want to know a funny thing? I told one of these girls I used to talk to before my current girlfriend. I said, go ahead and keep pissing me off. I'm an R&B songer, R&B singer. If you don't want to hear something about you, you better just piss me off because I will write a song channeling those emotions, and you're probably not going to fucking like it. You're not playing with me. Confessions was not randomly made. Confessions was made off of shit that fucking actually happened, and that was a classic album. It will probably never be top.
Oh, yeah.
So do not play with me, sweetheart, because I will go off.
Well, you know, Latia, I have the hookup. Columbus Berry's next song is for you. It says, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. I think you're going to love it.
No. You gonna, hey, look. Hey, no, there's no, I don't mean any disrespect to her about that, but black men don't cheat, and that ain't me. I'm not getting.
What is he saying?
I think I got Columbus. I think I got another fan for you. Wait, hey, Andrea. Angela.
Hey, what is he saying? Hey. No.
Did you hear Angela?
Angela,
did you hear? This is Columbus, by the way. Columbus, this is Angela.
Hello.
Angela, you got King and Latia in the studio. But did you hear Columbus' song, Love and Affection?
No, I just came in.
All right,
listen
to me.
But what were you saying? No, too.
Wait, stop. Listen to the song. Listen. Just a little bit. Look at that. Because he's here. I want you to get a review from a white girl.
I'm listening.
Okay.
And I'm more than a white girl.
I know you're more than a white girl. I can't do the narration.
And tell me what can I do to make you smile? You don't have to cry no more. My umbrella stops tears coming down. I got you. You don't have to feel this way. I think you know what you deserve. So why settle for less? You deserve the best. I know for a fact that you've been hurt. Baby's gonna be alright. I'll give you my love and affection. I just wanna ease your mind. I wanna be the one.
Stop.
Look at that.
I think you could work on the intro, but the body of it is phenomenal.
Well, here's the intro. Wait, listen.
But that doesn't grab people, though it's beautiful.
It'll grab
very
you.
Beautiful.
Just wait to be grabbed.
Well, I'm talking about the...
Wait.
See, I keep waiting, and I keep waiting.
All I see is teardrops. And tell me what can I do to make you smile? You don't
but
have to cry no more.
But that part is beautiful. Right there.
Isn't
that's
it beautiful?
Good. That's more than good.
Tell Columbus, he's right here.
I would
here.
Just work on the Columbus. I would just work on that intro, like find some type of extra hook you can put it in.
I like the intro. This is why you're single. Listen.
Whatever.
Right here. Here it is right here. Say hello
to
Columbus.
Why would I be with someone? That just doesn't make
Columbus,
sense.
Columbus, this is Angela.
I am fine on my own. I am fine on my own.
I know you are. I know. Just say hello to Columbus.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Now, if my voice goes in and out, I'm on the lake right now, so the signal's not the best. So if I start sounding different, someone tell me so I'll move to a different spot.
Okay. I can hear you fine.
Okay. Your song is beautiful, very beautiful. The only thing I would think to work on is that intro, like finding some type of hook to put it in there.
Okay, I'm going to give you a backstory on what happened with this.
It's beautiful,
we did the song. Thank you. I appreciate it. We did the song, right? And there were so many renditions of it. How you doing? Of that whole beginning part, because it wasn't messing with the beat and it wasn't coming out properly, and it was just too much. And with everything that was going on, it was just like I had to stop them and say, hey, we got to redo this whole first part because it just does not flow. Because at the beginning of it, I wanted to do like it was like all I see is teardrops. Have you heard that Officially Missing You? Have you heard that song?
Oh,
baby, tell me how you want it. I pretty much took that, reversed it, and then remixed it, and then turned it into turned the raindrops into teardrops, and I had to go off of that. And the second and third lines of that, it was just too many words. I had to literally cut that whole phrase in half because it wasn't lining up. Words were stumbling over each other. I couldn't put anything in there. We tried.
But
it
could hear you.
2 hours.
Yeah, I could hear your words. That's a good deal. And
yeah,
the more I listened to the words, the more I liked it. You know, you had the melody plus a good song message, a good story.
I appreciate you. That song kicked my ass last night.
You just did that last night?
Yeah. It got finished last night.
Wow. Wow, you have a talent there.
Finished writing it that morning.
Songwriting.
Recorded. Oh, yeah.
Writing songs, you can make a lot more money with that than performing. I had gone to college originally for music business, and I would meet all these people that would go to college to learn to write songs, and they're like, I didn't need this. I wasted so much money. It was kind of crazy.
I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
I was watching one of the famous like songwriters. He was talking about the like the art of songwriting and stuff like that. And he was mentioning something like when you write the songs and you write the songs for the people, you don't even see the check for the song or royalties from the song until like a year later.
Yeah. An artist, and then you gotta find an artist to sing your song. And then it's got to get out there. And then, I'm forgetting. This was so long ago. The royalties, they start coming to you, you know, especially from the radio stations. They had to pay to play your song. And whoever wrote it and who sang it, all that stuff. It does take some time. I couldn't tell. And I went to college maybe like 20 years ago. Don't tell anybody. But change. But music business is a great field for people to get into. You know, even with the glut in the music industry, the people that make money are the people that hold the copyright to the song, you know, promoters, all those people. The artist rarely gets what they should get.
Okay.
I think this guy should be signed to – wait, we got 213. I mean, Columbus and King, man, I got to make up a label. I'm going to look into labels. You guys need to be signed. I'm going to get my producer on here on this and send them both to you guys a
That's
song.
That's smart.
I mean, of course. I mean, it's all about money. They're good. I mean, good. 213, you're live on the air. Cole, you're live on the air.
Such a bastard.
Already 10 seconds in.
Yeah,
already.
I know, already. Here we go. You know, we have a new caller. Her name is Atia. She's my baby mama. Oh. Say hello to Latia.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
She's half my age. She makes me look. You hear my kid back there? That's right. That's a little hammer there.
Yeah.
The whole studio went quiet. I'm only kidding. No.
Come on now.
I know.
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
I know. She came in for King, not me, and she's getting all this noise on. But she's a nice lady. She's a new fan of Columbus, the man, and
cool.
King. And Angela, I got a feeling you're a new fan of Columbus's too, and King's too,
well,
right?
Well, I can recognize talent, and they both have talent.
They do. They have a lot. Every time King talks, Angela comes in. Oh, I'm just coming. I was just stopping by. I didn't know what was going on. And that's because King is talking. That's when Angela comes in. You know. Nah, it's a compliment. And Cole's a musician, too, when he's not stoned. Cole, are you high? Okay.
That's a yes.
Yes, a yes.
So what's
that's
the topic?
Yes.
Cole just came
no
in.
Bad.
What's the topic today?
Well, the topic was Sasha Johnson. She was at a party. This is a lady who founded Black Lives Matter in the UK.
Oh,
she was
yes.
At a, yeah, she was at a party, and it was a drive-by, and she got struck in the head with a bullet. So she's in critical
mm-hmm.
condition right now. And
I thought
she passed. I didn't hear that. Where did you hear that from?
Let me go check. Let me check.
Yeah, go check.
I'll be
right back. No, I hope to God she didn't. Wow. Well, Angela's going to go check, but I hope she didn't pass. We're going
to
go with our new story here.
Huh? I know. I know.
I'm hoping she pulls through, Latia. I'm hoping
me
she pulls
too.
Through. Damn.
Then
we're
going to be happy. No, wait, if she pulls through, we're
going to... Well, you know what I'm afraid of? If she pulls through, she'll probably be brain dead. You know that? I mean, she's going to have so many problems.
Well,
oh,
I pray
boy.
No
yeah, me too. I really do. We need to give her some love and affection. You know what I'm saying? Look at that product placement. Anyway, but yeah, we need to... Pray for her. We'll keep an update on what's going on with her. Our second story is about, you know, people. Let me tell you something. I believe in God. I do. I don't believe in a lot of people's gods. When people come in the studio and say they're clergy or whatever and they're preaching for the Lord, and my God does not hurt people who are different, meaning homosexuals or anybody else. I get the clergy come in here and they preach about God and they don't like homosexuals. And I say, well, you're preaching to the God of hate. The God that I know is of love, and he created everyone, and he has no judgment. And then you
wait,
get the
I
people.
Gotta
and he,
hang
yeah.
up.
Yeah. So people use God in different ways. Angela will be back. And here's another way. You're not going to believe this. And if you are a God-fearing person, you're not going to like this story. But again, people use God to make money. God is big business. You can't deny what God is. God is big business. Whether you believe in God or not, it's a big business. Well, these people decide to use God in a different way. They're swingers. And they're fucking for Christ. That's their way of showing the Lord. Here's the headline, Christian swingers. God uses us to spread his word. That's the headline. And some STDs probably too, but that's not in the headline. A devout Christian couple from Florida, of course, are champion and unusual in a Christian technique called swinging. Christy and Dean, they met online 8 years ago, and they began swinging after being approached in a DIY store. DIY meaning do it yourself, I think.
That's Krusty Christians, Brian?
Yeah, Krusty Krusty Christians. They now regularly
Krusty
swap
Krusty
partners
Krusty
with other couples.
Christians.
Right.
Amen.
While most would
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. While most would regard sexual promiscuity as conflicting with their religious beliefs, they both compete as bodybuilders, and they believe that they can use their newfound connections to share the gospel. God has put me here to spread his word in our lifestyle community, and a great place to do it. That's what the guy said. You can't get closer to someone than having sex with them. He believes that he's been given a unique opportunity to share his faith with those who might otherwise never hear about Jesus. Well, you can't. Well, it makes sense. I mean, if you do it right, she is saying, oh, God, oh, Lord, oh, Jesus. She is kind of saying that. So you might as well go in, you know, all in. So what he says is, I'm getting to people that will probably never visit a church. Yeah. That's because they're sinning, and they're sinning with you. They're not interested in going to church, you moron. But he's gonna do the gospel while he's doing their gospel. You know what I'm saying? God's not going to put a lion with a bunch of elephants. So what's he going to do? He's going to put a swinger with a bunch of swingers to spread his word. Simple as that. If all swingers are sinners, what's the best way to talk about the sinners? Than to join them, right? Idiot. It's unconventional pastime for a Christian couple, but the pair insists they have a mutual understanding. I don't think God would be mad at us for what we're doing. Yes, he would be. Read the Bible. You fornicating motherfucker. At first, I was conflicted. No, you weren't. But the more we looked at it, the more it made sense to us. Christy explained. Uh-huh. Dean and
Christy,
I are both
Christy.
In agreement with this lifestyle. Yeah, her name is Christy. Dean and
Christy.
I are both in agreement with this lifestyle, so we're not committing adultery. Oh, so you're agreeing to have sex with other people, so you're not committing adultery because you agree upon it. If you didn't agree, okay. God put people on this earth to breed and enjoy each other. I feel God is always with me, and he has put us here for a reason. Okay?
Holy.
I don't think it's God who is putting you there. There's another guy, probably the devil, but you're kind of confusing the two. You need to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what I mean? Kind of confusing. These couple have even set up a website to help others learn. Like-minded couples, those who have an interest in faith and healing living to find one another. Their Twitter accounts reveals a rather bizarre mix of swinging resources, Bible verses, and links to worship songs. They insist that they remain committed to a single goal, however. If I can go to the next swingers event and get 10 people to believe in Christ, my job is done, Dean said. There you go. So if you want to get closer to the Lord, you got to get closer to the you-know-what. There you go. It's weird how people use God for doing a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? And they convince themselves that it's okay because God would want them to do that. It's just strange. You know? I don't know. It's just strange. You know, maybe I need a gospel song. Just a little gospel. What do you think? A little gospel song. Jeez. Amen, brother. Amen. Well, Jesus did walk with a whore, right? Wasn't Mary Magdalene a whore? Wasn't Mary a whore?
No.
Okay. That she was a prostitute. All right. Hello, baby. Can you say hammer?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
You're looking at the future, little hammer right there. In about 12 years, he'll be on the show. Trust me. He'll be taking – this show will blow up when he's be able to talk. And the first thing he's going to be saying is this.
There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes.
That's right. That's my son.
You say you're going to be on the show? Uh-huh.
I said when your kid gets to be about 12 years old, he'll probably have his own show because he probably has a good personality and he'll be able to have good subject to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, yeah. So how do you, so are you living at home, Latia? Are you living at home or what's going on with you?
I'm at home.
Are you at home? How to, do you have any brothers and sisters?
I got two brothers on my mom's side, and I have too many on my dad's side.
Oh. Are you familiar with a lady called Stacey Abrams? Anybody? Stacey Abrams, anybody in Georgia?
Yeah.
Stacey Abrams.
She's here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, she was in Georgia.
Well, you know that she was an author. Did you know that? She wrote a book, a romance novel, 10 years ago.
Hmm.
She has a book out now, Why Justice Sleeps. Here's a little bit of Tracy Abrams' book. She wrote 10 years ago, but here it is, a little bit of Tracy Abrams. I love this woman. Tracy Abrams, I love this woman. Here it is. Here's a little bit of her book, While Justice Sleeps.
Become passé. No president, I was told, would become involved in international intrigue. And how often would a Supreme Court justice's decision swing the fate of a nation? Plus, the book awkwardly straddled legal and political thriller, not firmly entrenched in either. I didn't have a great rebuttal, so I gave my novel a final fond read, pressed save, and turned to other missions. Over the next few years, I published nonfiction works, Lead from the Outside and Our Time Is Now, helped to grow our company, Now Account, and tried my hand at a run for governor and a cheerleader for democracy. Then, in 2019, during a conversation about my books that had made it from thought to publication, I got a question about other writing projects. I launched into my standard riff. I had a partially completed children's book and a teenage superhero novel under development. No, Selena Montgomery had not made a reappearance. Yes, I was likely to write more nonfiction, but not a memoir. Then I offhandedly mentioned my nearly forgotten legal/political thriller. When pressed, I gave the synopsis of the book, ready to watch attention trail off. Instead, I got such an eager response, I decided to pull it out of the hard drive mothballs and give it another polish. The shine worked. Doubleday gave Avery and the others a chance to live, finally. Revisiting this novel reminded me of why I fight so hard for our right to be heard at the ballot box and why I stand for office. Because good isn't simply organic. It requires intention and tending and care, consequences and redemption. Because the best heroes choose to accept their missions, but never their fates. Because we can win, even if we don't get exactly what we want. So, thank you, Teresa, for a fantastic lunch and for an idea that wouldn't let me go. Such has been my constant gratitude that she appears twice, as the Chief Justice Teresa Roseborough and in the surname of the man who starts the ball rolling, Justice Howard Wynn. This is a story of perseverance and sheer stubbornness. Here's to more of both, especially while justice sleeps.
Tracy, that's Tracy.
To love a good story, my parents, Carolyn and Robert Abrams. To those who helped me tell the new stories, my siblings, Andrea, Leslie, Richard, Walter, and Janine. And to my nephews and nieces, Jordan, Faith, Cameron, Ryan, Aaron, and Devin, whose stories are yet to be told.
Good. That's here she is again.
Shackling the mind and brain so that the inner freedom and independence of even the strongest character cannot remain unaffected. Attributed to Albert Einstein. Prologue. Sunday, June 18th. His brain died at 11:47 p.m. At 9 o'clock on Sunday night, Supreme Court Justice Howard Wynn shifted testily in his favorite leather chair. The high-backed Chesterfield, purportedly commissioned by Chief Justice William Howard Taft. The wide seat resembled a settee more than a chair, but the latter Howard appreciated the capacious width. Unlike the robust former president, Justice Wynne was built along trimmer lines, a sleek sloop to the fearsome cargo ship of a man who preceded him on the bench. But he enjoyed the chair for its unexpected utility, extra space at his hip for the books he habitually tucked to his side, on the off chance the chosen tome for his nightly read bored him. Howard Wynne did not suffer boredom or mediocrity well. He felt equally dismissive of willful ignorance, his description of the modern press, and smug stupidity his bon mot for politicians. To his mind, they were a gang of vapid and arrogant thugs all, who greedily snatched their information from one another like disappearing crumbs as society spiraled merrily toward hell. With the current crop of pundits, bureaucrats, and hired guns in charge, America was destined to repeat the cycles of intellectual torpor that toppled Rome and Greece and Mali and the Incas and every empire that stumbled into short-lived, debauched existence.
Okay, that's pretty damn good. That's Stacey Abrams right there. Here's a lesson. It took her 10 years. 10 years to make that happen. So you musicians out there, I know you've been waiting. Don't give up. Because you got people like Latia here, Angela, everybody waiting to hear your voice, man. There are so many people out there waiting to be your fans. Right, King? Let's see. People talk about failing a lot, you know, in business. We covered the swinging. Ruffalo, we can get really quickly into it. Mark Ruffalo, what he said was, you know, there's a war going on. I'm just going to do this briefly. People are on his ass. He could ruin his career. So he apologized for making comments implying Israel committed genocide. You might remember Mark Ruffalo. He was the Hulk on the Avengers. So apparently, he's hearing a conflict between Israel and the Palestinian people, or Hamas, or it's not Hamas. Hamas is a thing. You know what I'm saying. The actor is usually very outspoken on issues like climate change and social media, while he's often steadfast in political opinions, and sometimes he causes a stir. He took on Twitter on Monday to walk back some previous posts he shared that he believes was inflammatory and disrespectful. In his own words, "I have reflected and wanted to apologize for posts during the recent Israel and Hamas fighting that suggested Israel is committing genocide. It's not accurate. It's inflammatory, disrespectful, and is being used to justify anti-Semitism here and abroad. Now is the time to avoid the hyperbole, the hypole. That means, how can I describe it? Everybody knows what hyperbole is. It's noise, gossip. Although the Avengers Endgame actor did not specify which of his past posts he was apologizing for, he's likely referencing a pair of tweets shared by days apart, the actions of the Israeli government to the apartheid in South Africa, which saw the government uphold a system of segregationism. So he went after them. 1,500 Palestinian faces expulsion. Hashtag Jerusalem. 200 protesters have been injured. 9 children have been killed, he wrote on May 11th. Sanctions on South Africa help free its black people. It's time for sanctions on Israel to free the Palestinians. Join the call. Hashtag Sheikh Jarrah. That's what people were upset about. After the fighting continued, tensions over the conflict made their way to the United States. Ruffalo spoke out about the rise in the anti-Semitic behavior stemming from hatred opinions over the conflict. Dear people, despite our frustrations over the fighting in Gaza and our anger, that is no excuse to attack or intimidate innocent people, he wrote on May 19th. Assaults on Jewish people or attacks on others won't bring justice to anyone, only perpetuate more injustice and hate. That's what he wrote. Israel and Hamas agreed to cease fire after days. Okay, blah, blah, blah. At least 181 Palestinians were killed in Gaza, including 52 children and 31 women, with 1,225 wounded, while 8 Israelis were killed, including a 5-year-old boy. Wow, that's not fair. I mean, I don't agree in violence or anything, but... And that's not saying over, what is it, over 1,000 of Palestinian people were uprooted from their homes? So that's what's going on with Mark Raphael, the Hulk, on the Avengers. And, I mean, they're people too, man. Don't they have the right to say their opinions without being attacked and their career ruined? I mean, I understand why he has to apologize. I understand that he has a contract. I understand that he has to do the movies, and I understand that the studio don't need people protesting because of him and his comments. But come on, man. Can a man make a comment? Well, that's what's going on there. What were we going to talk about? Because I also wanted to talk about something important. Okay, here you go. 11 minutes. Why, Tia, tell me what you do. I want to talk to you. You sound interesting to me. So what do you do? Do you work?
No, not right now. I'll be home with my baby.
Right. Did you graduate from high school?
Yes, I graduated.
Good. Good. What did you want to be before you had your babies? Because you're doing a good thing. I mean, you're being a mom. That is a great thing. And being with your babies is excellent. I mean, I give you credit for that. A lot of people won't even do that. But what did you want to be when you're in high school? Do you remember?
I always wanted to be a singer. Like, I always wanted to just sing. I told David that before,
mm-hmm.
that I wanted to go around the world and sing. But, you know, when you have kids, you got to put your dreams on the back burner.
No, not really. You can still do both. Let me hear, what's your favorite song that you like to sing? Do you sing to your children when they go to sleep?
Oh, see, they are some different kind of kids. They like to listen to ocean and piano
mm-hmm.
music, so that's what I mostly play. I used to sing to them when they was born, like when they were small, but I don't do it no more. They be looking at me like, what are you talking about? So I just play them.
Well, Latia, you got a lot of people listening to you. Can you sing me something?
What you want to do? Yeah, get away from the TV, please. Get back. I don't know what you want to hear.
Come on. I know you were singing with Columbus Berry, because I know you got a good voice. I was hearing you. How about just a couple of verses of one of your favorite songs? What do you think?
Let me think. What song was I singing yesterday?
Sing Something Beautiful.
You say what?
I said sing Something Beautiful.
Okay. Let me go get my music together. Let me sing this song that I was singing yesterday.
All right.
Okay.
While you go get situated, I'll come back to you in about 2 minutes, and you get your voice in order, because you're going to sing in front of a lot of people. And you know what? When your baby gets older, since we're on the internet, he'll hear you sing when he or she is like 1 or 2, and go, "That's my mama." You know, by then you'll be drinking and the drugs, and your voice will be gone. So they'll remember how you sounded. Okay.
Oh no.
All right. Well, you let me know when you're ready. You let me know when you're ready.
Gonna get.
All right.
My minimum. Oh, here you go. I'm gonna sing this one. Bump that.
Now you know King's listening, and King's listening to some musicians, so he's the biggest critic, so he'll be listening. So you'll be singing, yeah. And I know Columbus is listening.
I just sing my music. Oh, look at me. What?
Mhm.
Mhm. There you go. I'm gonna get my baby, so he likes to sing this song.
Okay.
My baby. Amir, come on, baby. I done told you, stop fighting. You don't hit her.
You sound like a music producer.
Come on, let's go.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay, kiddo. We'll have you sing another time. Oh, baby. It's okay, baby. It's okay. You know, do you go to church, Latia? Have you ever been to church?
Yeah, I've been to church my whole life.
Okay, remember that song? You know that song? I'll try to sing it. I have the worst voice in the world, so it'll give you confidence because you can't do anything worse than I can. Remember that song? This little heart of mine, that I'm going to make it shine. King, am I getting it right?
But that's what we used to sing in Sunshine Band.
Can you sing that for me?
I don't know the words.
King, help me out. This little light of mine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Remember that? You know that. Okay, I'll try it. You know what I'll do? I'll try it. I'm the worst, Latia, but I'll try it. And maybe you could join in with me and help me out. How's that?
All right. Come on.
Okay, let me get the lyrics. King, you know the lyrics. You want to start us off?
I'm on YouTube, so let me look it up.
Okay.
I mean, we're not singing our song, okay? Okay, baby. I mean, saying Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah, I hear his vocal.
Yeah, I did. He sounded good.
I mean, say Jesus. He don't want to sing no more.
Well, how about this? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, oh, let it shine. That one. How about that? Can you do that? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Yeah. Me and your baby are going to tour. It's going to be my backup singer.
You need to stop spitting.
Okay. Well, I like that song. Let me hear that song. I think, King, you got it. I know King has sung that song many times. Mm-hmm. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You got it. Yeah. It'll be like Hammer Jackson and the baby. Okay.
Okay, here you go. No, is it this little light of mine or this little lamb of mine?
This little light, L-I-G-H-T, this little light of mine.
All right, I got it. 15 minutes of Sunday school. We don't want Sunday school.
La, 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 la,
Okay, here you go, karaoke.
Okay.
All right, come on, man. We're going to sing. This beauty that is bad.
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead. One more time. I'll be quiet.
Oh, this is not a kid. Oh, see. We ain't going to do this. Azari, stop being quiet.
Mom, daddy. Ooh.
I'm not your daddy.
Daddy, my daddy. Mom, what are you
well,
this little mom because the other one wasn't
You could do it, Latia. I know you could. Listen to the baby. The baby knows it.
This little rat of mine, I'm going to light it shine. This little light of mine,
guys,
I'm going to let it shine. Yeah. Jesus light. Oh, Jesus light.
I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus is the light. I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus is the light. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus is the light. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
I don't know what else this song is, but that's
it. Wow. Very good. No, very good. Look at you. Very good. Nice job.
He wasn't even helping me.
Well, it was pretty hard to do it. Just, I mean, you did a great job. Let's give King, give you a review, and I'm going to welcome Joe in the studio. Hey, Joe, welcome to the studio, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Hey. Hey, King, what's up?
And you have Latia in the studio.
Okay, hi.
And
hello.
She was singing... All right, Joe, you little heathen, you're singing with me. This little light of mine, Joe. Let's burn down the church. Joe?
Joe? Don't think so.
All right, how about this, Joe? I'll change
hey,
the lyrics. This little president
I saw
of
your
mine.
Headline.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think?
Well, that's what I wanted to find out. I didn't hear about it. So what happened?
Well, basically, let's just tell you.
At a peaceful protest, or did he fuck with the wrong person?
No, what happened was that Sasha Johnson, she was at a party in London, and it was a drive-by shooting. Some fool just shot into the crowd, and she got hit by a bullet in the head. That's what happened. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that's the whole story. I wish I can give you more drama, but just like I tell you the story, you go, it's okay. Yeah. I'm never going to tell you
a
story.
I thought it was at a protest, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was just another gangbang thing.
All right. I don't know if it was gangbang, but all I know is that some fool shot into a crowd and bullet struck her in the head. I don't know the latest and what's going on. I hope she pulls through. She was in critical condition, really critical condition. And then we went to the story about people fucking for Jesus. There are some Christians who are starting a swing club and they're fucking for God. And he figures this is the way, this is the way he could spread the word about the
Christian.
Right.
Oh boy.
You know, this is the way he can spread the word about the Lord as well as some STDs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people gospel in certain ways. And then we talked about the actor Mark Ruffalo, who spoke out against the Israeli and the Hamas conflict that's going on, and that he's being attacked because he was kind of for the Palestinians kind of view, and people were attacking him. And I was just saying, my God, you know, man can't even speak his opinion. I happen to think the conflict, the Israel should have pulled back a little bit. That was kind of overkill what Israel did. Not too happy with I'm not too happy with Nathan. Is it Nathan Netanyahu or
Netanyahu?
Netanyahu, yeah. I'm not too happy with that son of a bitch, this corrupt motherfucker. So that's what's going on. And the last story.
Ruffalo. Was he on Law and Order?
He was on. I don't know if you've been to the movies lately. He was one of the Avengers. He was the Hulk. He played the Hulk in the Avengers. But he did a lot. He did a lot of stuff. But his last one was the
kind of sounds familiar.
The Marvel. He did. He's a great actor, by the way. And you know, nowadays you can't even say what your opinion is. He wrote it on Twitter, and again, there's always some people going after him. I understand it. He had to walk it back. Now he walked it back, and people say you're kissing their ass, and you're just an ass kisser now. You can't win. Once you put it out there, you can't win.
Yeah, I mean, why post a comment and then apologize about it later unless you're, either you're under pressure to do it or you're a pussy. If you don't believe what you said, don't write it.
Right. And the next story is about, and by the way, I want to thank, before I forget, the lovely Latia and her version of This Little Light of Mine. Thank you so much. And that's out on iTunes. I want to thank Columbus Barry for coming in and his beautiful song, Love and Affection. And, of course, the King of Kings, Your Royal Highness, King Webb's in the studio. I want to thank him. I want to thank he's the Royal Highness. King gets some ass, baby. King gets ass. I want to thank Cole, who is half-baked, for coming into the studio. And we had Angela here. Angela, thank you for coming in. And we had six other people in the studio. I want to thank them. We had a caller coming in. I forgot his name. Thank you for sharing your thoughts, too. Come in. We have a full studio today. I appreciate everybody. Love you all. And if you guys love me, you'll donate. Or name your kid after me. And, of course, Joe. Thanks, Joe, for coming in the studio today. People are trying to start their own business. And Joe, people don't know that Joe's an educated man. Believe it or not, he is. Believe it or not. Fake news, but he is. And
yeah,
Joe,
it's hard to believe.
But, Joe, your master and your forte is economics. Am I correct? Economic, business, so on and so forth?
Marketing and sales. I took in college. Yeah, and banking and finance is what I took in college,
Right. So, Joe, I'm going to play the number one reason why people fail in business. Can you, off the top of your head and in your own personal knowledge, because you and I did kind of the same thing. I was in sales. I did telemarketing. I did all marketing. I did that kind of thing. We have that in common. I never did major. When I was in college, I never majored in business. I majored in fucking around, getting chick, pussy. I minored in film, but I majored in getting pussy. I got an A, by the way. But I never majored in business. So in your opinion, what is your top five reasons why people fail in business?
Stupidity.
Yeah.
It was the University of Tennessee did a study on why businesses, even if they've been around for, like, say, 8 years, 8 out of 10 businesses fail before 10 years, and something like 60% fail before 5 years. He came up with the truth, and it's close to stupidity. He said it was incompetence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the reasons people give is that lack of money, lack of sales, poor hiring practices, but it's incompetence. If you've been around that long and you've invested your money in a structure, you've got offices or you've got distribution centers or you've got salesmen, and if you're around for 8 years and you're going to fail, I call it stupidity.
Well, I know, but it's so general. People have their forte in what business they're. I mean, there are people who musicians, authors, so many. I'm entertainment business. Stanley tried to have a business, and I know he was selling jewelry for a while. I don't know if it's so much stupidity. Mm. I think a lot has to do with timing, but you do have to know your audience, and you do have to know who your consumer that you're trying to sell it with. You have to have a business plan. I think a lot of people don't go in with a business plan. And contradict me if I'm wrong, Joe, because I'm not doing a bit. I'm
well,
trying
isn't
to
that
be
stupid.
Huh?
Isn't that stupid? That's stupid.
That go
Why
into business
you...
without a business plan?
Yeah, how do you go into any kind of enterprise and you're going to spend money? You're going to spend money on inventory, overhead, insurance, and you don't know how to sell. You don't know who your market is.
Right.
I remember one time years ago, I was working in this particular office, and some guys and I, we left around the same time. So somebody suggested, hey, why don't we go into business? So I said, okay, but before we do, let me write up some questions. So I typed up some questions. I printed it out. I gave it to the guys. Never heard from them again.
Really?
Because I said to them, okay, why do you want to go into whatever business you choose? I said, what do you expect your sales to be for the first year and why? And I said, who's your competition? What are you going to do to make yourself different? Those were four questions I had asked off the top of my head, and I asked a few more. Made the people realize, you know, you just don't say, well, I think I'll go into business. Well, you better plan first.
Right. Well, you're absolutely right, and not to mention the capital. A lot of people get big loans and everything; they can never pay back the loans. They get over their head.
Right.
And in the first year, they don't. You know, they said that Twitter, the two guys who own Twitter, I'm trying to think, they didn't make a profit until like 8 years after Twitter was going on. They were just figuring out how do we make money off of this. It was took them 8 years, and what's his name?
Yeah.
From Amazon. God, I can't.
Bezos took over 5 years. As a matter of fact, technically, he didn't make a profit until about 3 or 4 years ago, but that's because he always took the money and then plowed it back into the business.
Right. Exactly. He did something that's brilliant. I mean, I have never seen, and I'm talking about Bezos, I have never seen anybody do this, the guts that he did. Bezos did was he went into the book and he went into the book selling business.
Yeah,
and he did not just want to promote a book from whatever you want to call it, Schumer and Schuster or whatever. He did not want to do that and give him the profit. What Bezos did is he went right to the publisher of these books and bought them out and owned them. Brilliant. The authors did not like it at all, but now Bezos had their public. You know, let's say, give me an author, Dead Zone, Stephen King. Stephen King had a problem. What Bezos was doing was he still kept their publishing company. He was like a silent partner, so their publishing company would publish the Dead Zone by Stephen King, and they would sell the book for $14.95. Bezos sold the book for $9.95 on Amazon. Now, he owned the publishing company. They didn't know that. So it's not like he held the author hostage and going, fuck, we can't do anything about it because we signed a contract with the publishing company and everything, and these are the people. And people started buying his stuff for $9.95. He was making the money. He priced the publishing company out of business. And he took care of took everything. So I love his marketing. Buy the people out. Buy the company. Now, Zuckerberg does the same thing on WhatsApp and all these other extensions that he has on Facebook, WhatsApp. And there was another one.
Right.
I don't know if he owns TikTok, but he owns some other stuff. What he did was he bought the company. He bought the company
out.
When
they became... Yeah, when they became millionaires and billionaires, they could afford to really expand in outrageous ways. Bezos had a lot of guts.
He did.
I remember him during his infancy days when he was competing with Barnes & Noble. And who's the other one? Barnes & Noble was the major one. And there was another company that was selling books, and people were telling them people want to feel their books. They want to look through the books before they buy them. And I thought he was kind of nuts, but he was around for 5 years. He didn't make a profit. And I don't know how he got the financing. And I remember at the time, Business Week had an article in there written by a guy who was a bond analyst. And at that time, it was 1999 to 2000. Everybody was going crazy over the dot-com market. Everybody was just investing into anything and everything because everybody seemed like they were going to go straight up. But this bond analyst said, that's not the way to evaluate a business. So he wrote about Bezos and he said, if you're going to really evaluate a business the old-fashioned way, this guy's not making a profit, hasn't made a profit, doesn't seem like he's going to make a profit, and I think his shares went down. But he continued, and then his site, to me, is the most exemplary example of online genius.
Right.
The way he has his site made up, designed, the way you can go in, order stuff, look around. It's to me, and I like efficiency, so I'm amazed at his site. As a matter of fact, what happens is, if let's say you have, for example, I've been using a browser with a very old version because it suits my needs. You can go to most companies. If you go once a browser comes out with a new version, or the website itself comes out with so-called upgrades and updates, then they don't like to do business. They like to say to the people who own the old browsers, you're not supported anymore. You have to upgrade your browser. So they make it inconvenient for the consumer to go to their website. Bezos doesn't do that. He accommodates everybody. It doesn't matter how old your browser is. You can get on his site, and you can navigate, you can buy, you can look around. He's very good that way. He's smart. He's a very intelligent entrepreneur.
That is true. Hey, but you know where he made most of his money in the beginning? He invested in Google. That's where he made all of his money. He invested in Google. And he got in at the right time, and he made millions off of that investment. Well, anyway, I know it's boring, but I think it's very interesting. You got to take chances. I mean, what did they say? Go big or go home.
You're breaking up.
Am I breaking up?
Oh.
Damn. All right. Here's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Now
okay. I'm going to play Mark Cuban. What do you think of Mark Cuban? Anybody? Joe, what do you think of Mark Cuban?
He's always said that if you have to borrow money to start a business, it's not the right way to do it. He doesn't say how you should start the business, but he's a billionaire too. And he's the owner of not just the Mavericks; he owns Dell Company, the computer company.
Yeah, he does. And here it is right here. Here's 5 minutes. I know I'm going to lose you, but by the time I lose you, thank you for coming in, Joe. Just in case I do lose you, thank you for coming in. It's good to hear your voice. Sure. Here's Mark Cuban on why most people fail in business. It's only 5 minutes, so here you go.
Read your book. You have the 10, you know, all these keys to success, et cetera. What would you say is the number one reason why people fail? Not necessarily why they make it. The complete opposite.
Right. Lack of brains, lack of effort.
Lack of brains, lack of effort.
Yeah, they don't do the work. They don't learn, you know. When you walk in the room, when you start a business and you start to talk about somebody, you're never in a vacuum with no competition, you know, unless you're just extremely lucky. And if there's going to be competition, that means somebody else knows your business as well as you do when you get started. And if you walk into a competitive environment and they still know more about the business than you do and more about your customers, you're going to lose. But most people don't consider that. They don't do the work. They don't learn more about their industry. They don't know even about their business. I mean, and so you've got to put in the effort to know more about your industry than anybody else. And that's the brains part, and that's the effort part as well. Because, look, if you're competing with me, you better know what you're doing. Otherwise, I'm going to kick your ass, you know, and you're not going to outwork me. And so, you know, the combination is usually what kills businesses early on more than anything. You know, alluding to it earlier about entrepreneurs being born or built, you know, and I think I knew I was wired to be excited about business. How or why, I don't know, but, you know, and there's certain guys that have the genetics to jump out of the gym,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
There's certain guys, you know, that, you know, when they golf, they have the muscle memory and the discipline. You know, Dirk Nowitzki may not be the most talented guy in the NBA, but his discipline and his focus to do what's necessary to be successful, he's willing to do, and combine it with being 7 feet tall and being skilled, you know, it makes him an amazing basketball player. So it's understanding what your skill set is, finding the right place to use those skills, and then going for it. You know, will that make you 250 grand? It depends if you pick the right industry. But whatever industry you pick, if you outwork everybody, if you try to be a little smarter than everybody, if you try to be a better salesperson than everybody, if you try to be better prepared than everybody, you've got your best chance. Because if you don't do it and somebody else does, you know, I have the saying, work like someone's trying to take it all away from you. You know, work,
mm-hmm.
Like someone's spending 24 hours, working 24 hours to take it all away from
mm-hmm.
you. And that's kind of the way I look at it. You know, I started my first business when I was 12. I was buying and selling baseball cards, buying and selling stamps. Anything I could do to make money, I was hustling and trying to do. So I was into business, but I not so much where it was all my friends were into it with me, so they wouldn't know.
Baseball cards.
Yeah, baseball cards, you name it. I mean, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and so I would, probably even less than 12 years old, I would go out, buy a bunch of baseball cards that I collected, and I would package. I would say, okay, you're guaranteed to have a Pittsburgh Pirate in this package, and I would charge three times as much, and I'd set up on this park bench down in the park down in Scott Township where I grew up, and I'd have these little sales, and it was great. I made money, and I learned as much about business when I was 9, 10, and 12 as I learned any other time.
Let's transition to a different subject with college. Huh? You went to IU.
Yep.
Right? Now, you got a lot of people that forget about school. You know, drop out of school.
They're idiots.
So you think they're idiots.
They're idiots.
Tell me why.
If you're going to have and run a business, if you don't understand accounting, you're already behind the eight ball.
Can't you hire a guy that knows how to run
accounting? But then they still have to communicate to you. Your accountant might tell you you're profitable, but your cash is going down. You know, not understanding that breakdown. And when you don't...
Do you think you need college to learn that?
Yeah, I think you do, right? Because it may not... For some people, look, if you're so self-motivated that you can take an online course in accounting and teach yourself everything, you're way ahead of the game anyways. But most people aren't. I don't care if you go to a community college and take accounting and spend $99 for the class. Just, you know, spending the money forces you to be more obligated to do it. But accounting, finance, lesser extent marketing, sales at the school office, that's the language of business. And so while it's possible to teach yourself these things and while it's possible to hire them,
mm-hmm.
when you're starting your own company, you don't want to have to spend money hiring an accountant. Well, let me take that. If you've gone through all these classes, if I don't have to hire a lawyer to incorporate, right, you'll probably figure it out yourself. And so your cost of opening up a business drops. But even more important than all that's the blocking and tackling. That's the language of business. You know, the thing I learned at Indiana that was more important than anything else, I learned how to learn. And learning became far more important to me because the one certainty in business is that it's always going to be changing. You're not always learning. To this minute, if I'm not continuously learning, if I'm not just absorbing as much as I can absorb, someone else is going to kick my ass, right? So you talk about paranoia. The greatest source of your paranoia should be knowledge. If someone else knows more than you do, and if you're not learning, if you don't know the if you don't know how to learn, if you don't have a thirst for learning and acquiring information, you're SOL.
So do you think, like, let's just say if we put 10 guys here, you interview them, okay? You could, within a 5-10 minute interview, say, this dude's not going to make it as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I mean, I can typically tell, right? I can tell by their passion. I can tell by their focus. I can tell by their preparation. You know, there's a whole realm of things in any business. Here, you know, here's the business you're in, and here's 1,000 things that influence whether or not you're going to be successful. You know, through my experience in businesses, I can put myself in his position and say, okay, here are 900 of the 1,000 things he has to be aware of, and then go through and ask. And by how many of those or her issues they've been able to address already, that kind of gives me a sense of how hard they're willing to work. You know, and I can tell by the questions they ask me. So all I have to do is say, okay, what do you want to know? And, you know, when they start saying, what should I do?
They ask you.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's fine, right? And I want them to ask questions, but... You know, people like to say, you know, the only stupid questions are the ones you don't ask, and that's not right, right? Because the questions you ask tell me, tell whoever, more about you than anything else you do. Because in particular, it tells me about your preparation. If you ask me questions about just basic things that you should have known,
sleep is the elixir.
This is a commercial, and it's over.
And you should have down to a science. That's going to disqualify you almost more than anything.
Do you think there needs to be a healthy level of paranoia?
Oh, absolutely.
There needs to be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always say, you know, for every one of my businesses, I say, what would I do to kick my own ass? You right? So whatever business you have, there's somebody trying to put you out of business. There's somebody trying to take a bite out of
mm-hmm.
your business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's better for you to figure out how they're going to do it rather than they do it. And so, yeah, that's being paranoid. And so you have to be paranoid. You have to anticipate other people's next moves. And you can't ever, you know, downplay the competition. I was at a business plan competition this morning at a college, and they were kind of being dismissive of the competition. And so you can't ever do that. You know, they're out there trying to take you down, and they're not just going to sit still. And if you're good, really, really good, you're going to inspire them to work even harder, faster, better. And so you have to be, you know, very self-aware of what you're good at and what other people are good at. And, you know, a healthy dose of paranoia makes a bit difference. I mean, it's very helpful.
How does one entrepreneur increase the speed in areas that they can increase? There's certain things you can't control.
Speed in one way.
Speed of growing your business.
All right.
So how fast can I grow?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. You've got to know your own skill set, right? And you've got to know how that fits within your company's life cycle. You know, some companies are slow grind, and you just have to understand that, and you've just got to bide your time until it starts to click, and then grow with it quickly. You know, if you're trying to release a product that needs to be ubiquitous, you've got to go as fast as you can, and then, you know...
Release a product,
yeah,
like a launch.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of people who say, you know, perfection is the enemy of profitability, right? And that doesn't mean you have to wait till it's a perfect product. It really just depends on what the product is. It, you know, a barbershop, right? Is it an app? Is it a service? Is it a product? But, you know, the key is looking for the low-hanging fruit. What customers are willing to write you a check or commit to it, you know, so that they're willing to integrate it into their daily lives or integrate it into their daily business. And so getting a commitment either through time or revenue is typically what I look for. And so if I can get a commitment, then I'm going to be able to learn. I'm going to see how they use it. Do they sustain usage? And then once I get the next one, you know, hopefully it came a little bit faster than the first one. Then I can ask for referrals, and then the next one, then the next one, and I just try to ramp it up. You know, when I bought the Mavs, we had no season ticket holder base. And so literally it was a matter of just putting a list of former season ticket holders and a white pages back then, you know, on my desk next to my phone and making phone calls.
You?
Yeah, me. Yeah, because if I'm not going to do it, how can I expect someone else to do it, right? So just get on the phone. Hey, this is Mark Jeter. I'm the new owner of the Dallas Mavericks. You know, I'd like to invite you back for a game. It's not, though. This is my business.
But we can't get regular sales guests or something to make those calls once they get to a quarter. You're a guy that's a billionaire. You're making those calls.
But that's all, you know, and that's fine and good, right? Because everybody's got their own goals, right? But still, I don't want anybody at the Mavs to be able to say, well, he's not willing to do the work, right? You know, if I walk around, I'm picking up all the papers. I'm not saying go get that picked up. I'm like, okay, that's trash. I'm picking it up. But in terms of speed of growth, it's really, you got to get that first customer first. And then when you get that first, what did you learn? Reiterate, get that next customer. And then hopefully as you learn more and more through the process, then the next one becomes buying faster.
There you go. Hope we learned something here. That's what we're all about, is learning something. You know, because we all want to be rich.
I found that interesting.
I did too. My mistake that I did,
like,
I can see my...
I like his advice. It's not that general.
We have a delay, but it's okay. Keep on talking, Joe.
Hello.
Joe?
No, I like his advice. It was common sense. It was good. Can you hear me?
Now I could.
Hello?
Joe, can you hear us?
Hello?
Okay, Joe?
Oh, we got a bad connection.
Okay, we do. Joe, can you hear me?
Did you switch headphones or switch phones or do something?
No, I went off a speaker and I got the phone in my ear. Can you hear me right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I have another person who has good advice on business. This is Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
It's only 2 minutes. Listen to his advice on business. I think this works for me. This is how I started. Here you go, Matthew McConaughey on business.
Two keys to success in the broker business. First of all, you gotta stay relaxed. Yeah. You jerk off. Do I jerk off? Yeah, I jerk off, yeah. How many times a week? Like three or four times maybe. I gotta bump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket. I jerk off at least twice a day. Wow, once in the morning, right after I work out, and then once right after lunch. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I want to. That's not why I do it. Mm-hmm. I do it because I fucking need to.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. You're dealing with numbers all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Decimal points, high frequencies, bang, bang, bang. Fucking digits. All very acidic, above the shoulders, mustard shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of can wake some people out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You got to feed the geese to keep the blood flowing.
Mm-hmm.
I keep the rhythm below the belt.
Done.
This is not a tip. This is a prescription, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you will fall out of balance, split your differential, and tip the fuck over. Or worse yet, I've seen this happen, implode.
No, I don't want to implode, sir.
No, you don't.
I'm in it for the long run, you know?
Yeah, implosions are ugly.
Yeah.
Pop off to the bathroom, work one out anytime you can, and when you get really good at it, you'll fucking be stroking it, and you'll be thinking about money. Second key to success in this racket is this little baby right here. It's called cocaine.
Right.
It will keep you sharp between the ears. It'll also help your fingers dial faster. And guess what? That's good for me. Yes, sir. Revolutions. You follow?
Revolutions.
Keep the clients on the Ferris wheel. And it goes. The park is open 24/7, 365. Every decade, every goddamn century. That's it. Name of the game. How kitty kitty?
Thank you.
Denominator. Yahoo. How the money comes in, the parade comes to town. Going down Broadway is a one-way street. Whichever.
Hey guys, it's Catherine. And
there you go. That's the secret of success. Jerk it off.
Yeah. That was
there
the,
you go.
Yeah, that was the Wolf of Wall Street. That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
That's it. And we got to go to King because he's very successful. King, how often do you jerk off?
No,
en español.
Natia, you got to be successful. You got to rub one off once in a while.
Okay.
Oh. Rub it. Ah, you'll be successful in a minute. Latia, do you use a vibrator? Do you use a vibrator or fingers?
I don't use nothing.
Oh God, you got to work your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Not my fingers.
All right. Well, here it is. Listen to me. Here we go. Close your eyes. Listen to me. You ready? You ready? Did it help?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you. I tried, King. King is saying, I can hear the apologies right now. I am so sorry that you came on the show. I really didn't know he was going to do that. I'm sorry. Oh, man.
How can
I
you explain stuff about business?
Because that's what we're going to do, because we have a lot of people here. we have a lot of people here who are interested in business. I made the mistake about the business, hiring somebody who didn't know shit, and I expected them to know. You know the mistake. I keep saying the classic mistake that there was one argument I had. I won't mention her name, Ellen, but there was one argument we had, and it was a classic argument. She did something that was stupid, and I had to question. I was really upset. You know, I'm one of these people that get focused, and it's like, okay, I'm getting pissed off because she kept explaining why she did something stupid. And then I said, well, after 10 minutes on the phone, why did you do something stupid? She goes, well, this guy gave me advice, and I took it. I go, okay. I said, you know the guy's a moron, right? She goes, yes. So why would you follow a moron's advice if you know he's a moron? You're not he's a moron. I know. I go, okay. You're not a moron. You're not supposed to follow the moron's advice. He can't help it because he's a moron. You should be able to spot a moron. So why would you take that advice? It sounded good. Okay, then you're a moron. End of discussion. I don't think I was harsh. If you're going to follow a moron.
How's she doing?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her in 5 months, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
5 months.
Well, that was recent.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wish her well.
So you said that she went off and started her own business, so I thought maybe you would keep in touch with her and find out how she's doing.
No. I wish I could be one of these guys and say I wish her. I do wish her luck. She started her own business. She went to direct sales, and I do wish her the best of luck. She was not a good fit for me. I mean, you know, she has the good possibility of selling. The problem that she made is I used to tell her, I said, look, you have an act of selling. I like what you said. I mean, she was booking me for $5,000 a night. I would fly out to Louisiana. I would fly out to here. She was booking me on a cruise. She was doing great with the booking. You know, I was making a lot of money with her, you know. Especially a guy who had no act. I had no act. She would book me for $5,000. It was $2,700. First one was $2,700, $2,700. And then I had to fly out to Louisiana. Never been to Louisiana, $2,700. So she met me. She goes, are you ready? I go, ready for what? She goes, you're going to be on in 4 hours. I go, yeah. She goes, are you ready? I go, yeah, the check cleared. I'm fine. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. Check cleared. I'm already spending the money, you know. But I had no act, nothing. And she goes, are you good? I mean, she booked, it's like 500 people there and whatever. She goes, are you ready to go on? I mean, it's got to be 2 hours. Do you know what you're going to do yet? I go, no, I don't. I go, but I do know, and this is all true. You hear the people, you know, getting in and sitting in the chair. And I could hear the noise and the murmur and everything, and I could hear the guy. We got to this place, and the guy was there. Matthew, who used to come on a show, I just met there. He used to be a caller. And Matt says, you know, I knew he had police kind of – he was a policeman. So Matt would say, I am now your security. I go, you're hired. I am not going to pay you. He goes, what? I go, no, but you get free drinks. So I swear to God, I didn't know. I was kidding. I swear to God. I'm in the bathroom. Matthew comes in with like 3 or 4 drinks. I go, what the fuck? And he goes, what do you like to drink? I said, Scotch and Seven. That's what I drink. He comes in the bathroom, and he lines them up. There's like 4 or 5 drinks. I go, damn, now this is come out of my paycheck. You know what I'm saying? I don't like. And I go, well, how much do I owe you? So I'm taking out my wallet. He goes, no, it's free. I go, free? What do you mean it's free? I told him, you're Brian. I go, I am Brian. Well, they gave me free drinks. I go, what? And he's getting drunk in the bathroom. I go, are you kidding me? So I go, damn. And so I finally get there. I'm marching. I'm going right to the door. I'm hearing it. I'm hearing the announcer saying, and now Brian the Hammer Jackson. I go, shit. And Ellen going, what do you got? I go, I got nothing. Nothing. I had nothing. No act, no nothing. It went well. Because what I did was I pick on people. You know, it went well. But King, I got nothing. I went on the stage and they go, Brian Hammer Jackson from Hollywood, yay. And I'm looking at 500 people with 2 eyes. So now it's like 1,000 people because both eyes are looking at me. And I'm getting the microphone. I got nothing. Nothing. Oh, man. And then you just wing it. I did it for about, maybe I was on stage for about 15 minutes and I killed it. I killed it. And to this day, I have no idea what I talked about. Took the money, check cleared, done. And then all I remember is afterwards, I was taking pictures. I was next to a cutout thing. I was interviewed for local TV and everything. They're saying how brilliant I was. And I'm going, what did I even say? I nailed it.
You call Louis Vuitton.
You know, Latia, if you were there, you know, you would have clapped for me, wouldn't you? You would have gave me some love, wouldn't you?
What did you talk about?
I don't know. King, take over. I don't know what you. What are you talking? King? Oh, I'm just saying, if you're going to do something, just jump in and do it. Now, Latia, we're going to go now. Cole, you're here. Do you want to say anything to Latia? She's a fan. She's been loving all the music on this show. You're a musician. Do you want to say hello to Latia? I think I'm pronouncing her name right. Right, Latia? Is it Latia?
Yes, Latia.
All right. Yeah, Cole, give her your best. How you doing?
How's it going, Latia?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. You enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
Well, cool. Welcome
Not bad.
Aboard. Guess I'll catch you on
the Not bad. Week. Not bad, Thanks. Cole. Not bad. Well, Latia, I'm gone. Are you going to remember the show, Latia? Are you going to come back sometime? Because we got some more music to play.
Yeah, I will come back.
All right. King, thank you for introducing us to Latia. And Latia, thank you for being a good sport. Really, you're funny, and thanks a lot for hanging in with us. I wish you the best, and you're going to be a great mom. And don't give up on your dreams, because you could do both. You could really do both.
I'm trying.
You could do both, and you got good people. Surround yourself with good people. King's one of them, And as long as you think positive, we all get down. We all do. But it'll pass. And remember, when you get down, remember our song, Latia. Remember our song. What a way to empty the studio. All right, King. King left. All right, King. Thanks for staying in there. We had fun today. That's the end of the show, everybody. Support King Webb. You can see him on Facebook and on Twitter. You're welcome, my friend. And support, of course, Columbus Barry. Love and affection. And find him on Twitter. Contact King. For information regarding Columbus Barry. King has all the information. He knows what's going on there. King got, you know, King getting them on the right track. Right, King?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So,
getting them
you
on
got
the
any?
Right.
That's right.
Now,
so
now,
if you want
now we just got to work on Cecilia now.
I think she's in shock. She'll never come on this show again. She's good. She's a little shy.
Yeah.
But she got
oh,
some
yeah.
talent there. You can work with her, King. And bring
oh,
that
yeah.
out. You know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to look into record labels. I'm going to contact a couple of producers that I do know. And if I do get them, I'm going to have them contact you, King. And
yeah.
Get some information on your artists, cuz I think they got some mad talent there. They really do.
Well,
they really do.
You know, right now
right now I'm looking at labels that I want to deal with independent artists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know right now Atlantic Records and Atlantic Records I want to do 360 deals, and mm-hmm. I'm, you know, that's not the route I'm trying to take, you know, and so I know Universal has been working with independent artists, you know, so that's probably my next step is to, mm-hmm. is the you know, reach out to them, you know, mm-hmm. but I don't do any of that though. My publicist that I brought on the show, he does all that, you know what I mean? So but most likely, you know, whatever major label is working with independent artists and giving them, you know, decent deals, then whoever is doing that, then, you know, that's who I'll be working with in the future. And so, but if the rest of this year can go really good for me and I release mm-hmm. this EP, then next year some good things will be happening, you know, so. But yeah, I mean, you know, if you want to send them my way, that'd be fine. You know, I'll link them up with my publicist and then go from there, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
oh,
mm-hmm.
and then, the King Web bar soaps for men and women are almost done. So, soon as those are done, then I will be able to, do an interview on Brian's show and, you know, let everybody know what's in the soaps and all that kind of stuff and how you can get it. So
right.
Be on the lookout for that. You know what I mean? I believe I shared the picture yesterday on my Facebook. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, but yeah, be on the lookout for that, everybody. It's coming.
There you go. Well, thank you, King. You know, you know, they work with you, they will go forward.
Yeah.
I like your game plan. I like your vision.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You do have good vision. And yes. It's going to take some time. I mean, it'll
oh, yeah,
take some time, but you'll get there. Yeah.
But people have to understand, too, you really got to dump some money into it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years and payments, altogether, I've dumped in a total of $10,000, you know. And I'm just going to be honest, it may not feel like it's going anywhere, but
mm-hmm.
it is, you know what I mean? Like it's actually going somewhere. And so that's why it's very important to make sure you have all your paperwork and things together, you know. I only
mm-hmm.
really have to do like two more things. And once I get those complete, then I will be able to receive all my back pay from all my music that has gotten monetized. You know what I mean? I believe they can go back a couple of years or so, or
mm-hmm.
pretty much they can find it all, you know. But I just got to do like two more things, and then I'll be set and ready to go. And then basically, you just have to make sure. excuse me. You just have to make sure you do everything right. You know what I mean? It's a lot of paperwork involved. It's a lot of
mm-hmm.
90% business, and a lot of people don't understand that. And the 90% business really consists of you registering your own music, you making sure that everything is correct, you know. The 10%
mm-hmm.
is basically, you know, you getting on social media, you know, talking to your fans, engaging with your fans, making, you know, posts that's going to draw attention and, you know, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Doing interviews here and there and, you know, and so it's a lot. You know what I mean? It's a lot that comes with it. But if you're afraid to invest in your career, then that's the same way the labels are going to be. You know what I mean? They're going to be afraid to invest in you because you're afraid to invest in yourself. So,
right.
Get over your fear and start somewhere, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you 100%.
Somewhere, you know.
Well,
I mean, I tell
I'll
a lot
keep
of people.
Make... Mm-hmm.
I tell a lot of people, you know, if you're just starting out, all you need is a Dell laptop, or if you have a MacBook, that's fine too.
But get you a laptop, get you a portable interface, and then get you a portable microphone, a condenser microphone. And, I mean, if you want it to be good quality, that's fine, you know what I mean? But get you a good condenser microphone. And then, you know, if you know how to work Fruity Loops, then fine. If not, I always tell people to download the Mixcraft and work mm-hmm. on that, you know, because that's how I started out. And that's where I've recorded all my music at, on Mixcraft, and I love it. I told myself I was going to quit being cheap and, you know, downloading stuff, and I actually went and bought the program. So I have a passcode that I can use and everything. So, you know, but, yeah, started out that way and you know, record from home, you know what I'm saying? And then if you get good quality at your place, then find you a really good, you know, engineer, somebody that knows how to really mix and stuff. Or if you do it yourself, then that's good. But, you know, I try to tell people, save yourself some money, and you can do it on your own, because eventually, if you're going to these studios and you pay this high-dollar money, you're going to be like, wait a minute, they're using that program? Shoot, I could do that. You know what I mean? Pretty
right.
much you can do it yourself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is if you're doing it yourself, it's going to take a lot longer because you don't really know what to look out for like the ones in the studio know how to do. But yeah, if you want to save yourself some money, you know what I mean, you can do your own portable home studio and all that. And that's what I got. I got my own studio. I got my speakers and, you know, all that stuff, you know what I mean? And so I do everything at home, and then I'm connected with good engineers and stuff too. So, I mean, and just listening to my songs, when I listen mm-hmm. to them, I said, okay, yeah, I wasn't bad, but I wasn't good either starting out.
Right.
And so now, you know, I know what to do when I record, you know what I mean? I want to make sure that it's sounding just that perfect, you know. So when the engineers get a hold to it to mix and master it and stuff, it'll be a piece of cake. But, you know, but I've gotten some really great feedback from people at these labels, you know what I mean? I've gotten some really good feedback. And I'm happy that I've used my own judgment to make sure that things looked good. But now, you know, I'm just waiting for some songs to come back to me. I got some songwriters who is waiting for some celebs. They're writing me 3 songs right now, and so I got some things in the works right now. You know what I mean? And you know, so everything is fine. I'm just kind of wait. I have to play the waiting game right now. You know, because the plan is right now, I want to release an EP, and this EP is going to have some really great songs on it. Some music is going to be on there, something that everybody will like, you know what I mean? So, you know, but yeah, you know, you guys tap in, tune into the show. You guys never know who's going to be on, you know.
True.
I started out like everybody else, you know. I'm still learning. I'm not perfect, and so, you know, If you're trying to do music, you know, be ready to invest, you know. So,
I agree 100%, man. I really do. People have to understand that a little bit like a paperclip costs people. When it's like when somebody says, "Hey, can you do this for me?" Yeah, I can do it for you, but I have to buy this stuff to be able to do it. And you got to learn how to invest in yourself, meaning that if you're going to use somebody's services like King Services, you're investing in yourself by paying for the services. That's investing in you by investing in somebody who could teach you to do things to get you forward. And on that note, you know, we used to end a show with something very inspirational. We haven't done it in a while. I mean, I haven't done it in 10 years. It's Steve Jobs.
Well, you should.
Mm-hmm.
I say, yeah, you should. You should start back doing that, you know?
Yeah, I like to do it. I don't even know if I even have it. But I like to do it because when I leave the show, I have that inspiration and motivation in my head. Because it's basically who we are. when you talk about when anybody makes a success and they're like geniuses, and every genius is, you can tell, is kind of crazy. I mean, Kanye West and stuff, you can call him crazy, but the man's a genius. And we can go on and on and on. So Steve Jobs, who did the iPhone and stuff like that. He invented that. What's the name of that company? iPhone. Oh my God, I can't remember. The computer, not Microsoft, but he did Apple. I'm sorry, Apple. And so, here's this golden rule of success, and we're going to end it that way. And again, I want to thank Mr. King Webb for staying with me. And let me see if I got the right one. Hold on.
People say you have to have a lot of passion.
Okay. Nope. Anyway, I don't have it. But I ended with Steve Jobs all the time. And it's about you're different. And you may feel like you're a square peg in a round hole. And, you know, King, I'm going to tell you something that's really scary. I'm going to tell you something off the thing. Ever since I took that COVID shot, I'm forgetting a lot of shit. Shit that I should know.
Tell people.
You know what I mean?
I was talking to a few neighbors about that yesterday, and I told them, I said, I don't know what kind of shot that is where you're losing your memory, you know what I'm saying? And it's scary because I know other people who have lost their memory, and it was, like, really bad, you know what I mean? Like, one minute they can remember how to drive, the next minute they can't, you know? And I pray for everybody that's got no shots because, you know, because I'm be honest, this lady that I know, she got the shot, but she doesn't have any of those kind of side effects. My sister has gotten the shot, and she says she's feeling fine, you know. Other people have gotten the shot, they losing their memory. Some that I know, you know, their arms are hurting, you know, from the shot. I mean, I don't know, man. It's sad. So, you know.
Maybe it's temporary. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope so.
I hear you because it's scaring the shit out of me. Wait, I think this is it. Hold on.
Yeah.
No, that's wrong. All right, we're going to end it on this. And in the old days, back in the day, I've been on the air for 10 years. Back in the day, I used to play this all the time the first 5 years because it gave me inspiration to do the show again the next day. Because I am the crazy one. I do think differently. I do have a vision. I think I could change the world. I think I can, and I do it each day. And if I fall, I'm still among the greatest because I think I'm the best, and I strive for it. The people I surround myself with, my beautiful lady, you know, with me, Cindy, and good friends like you, King. And you surround yourself with good, positive people, and you can still achieve what you need to achieve. So I'm going to end the show with a classic that when we first started the show, this was my inspiration to do the show the next day because I am the different one. I am the crazy one. And here it is, Steve Jobs.
Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
Yeah, we used to play that back in the day. It gave me another motivation for tomorrow. and we will. And we usually end it like, let's go change the world. Thank you, King, for coming in. That's our show for today. We'll have another show tomorrow. King Webb, don't forget his song, I Don't Give a Damn, and Don't Get Caught in My Web. And don't forget, support our other artists, Columbus Berry, Love and Affection. He already got three new fans in here. Good sound. King Webb, you got to go through King Webb to get this great music, and he's there to help. Thank you, Mr. King Webb, your Royal Heine. That's because he gets a lot of ass. Man gets a lot of ass. All right, man. Hope I brighten up your day, and go get him, King. Go get him.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. See you tomorrow.